Okay, the last line of Chaf Beis Amud Beis, last line and a half. Tanur Rabbanan Hayom Dithilu Ma'im Shosim Al Birkav. A person was standing Tamas Shmoneh Esrei, and urine is dribbling down his legs, his knees. Posik Ad Shichlu Amayim. He has to pause until the water goes away, until the liquid goes away. The Chozer Mispalel, and then he continues his prayer. Lehechan Chozer. Where does he go back to pray from? Rav Chizur Rav Hamnuna. Chad Amar, one of those two said, Chozer LeRosh, go back to the beginning of the prayer. Chad Amar LeMakom Shepasuk, to the place where he stopped. Lema B'Hakam Mifri, let's say that they're disagreeing over the following idea. Mar Sovar Mshak, they look more as Kula Chozer LeRosh. One says, in general, that if you stopped long enough, right, to finish the whole tefillah, then you have to go back to the beginning. Mar Sovar LeMakom Shepasuk, that you only must return to the place where you stopped. Amar Vashi, Hayim Shah, Im Lo Shaha Miboyle. Then it should say that if you waited a certain amount of time, yes, and if you didn't wait a certain amount of time, no. But it says explicitly that no matter what, we're discussing that you have to go back to a specific location. Everyone agrees that if you paused in your Shmoneh Esrei long enough to finish the entire thing, you have to go back to the beginning. And here we're disagreeing about the place you didn't stop, but there's urine going down your legs. Marsava Gavra. One opinion is that the person, now that he's had urine, experience, he needs to start over because he wasn't appropriate for tefillah at that time. He was appropriate for tefillah, and his tefillah is fine. That even though that was going on, it doesn't totally make him not roy with tefillah. A person who needs to go to the bathroom, al yispalel, he should not pray. Shouldn't pray for his palel, and if he did pray tefilaso toeva, his tefila is an abomination. Amr is vidvi tem rev Yehuda lo shanu el shenu yachol l'shaus ba'atzmo. This only means if he's really not able to hold it in. Avlim yachol l'shaus ba'atzmo, but if he is able to hold himself in tefilaso tefila, then his tefila is a valid tefila va'ad kama. How long is considered holding it in? I mean, no one can hold it in forever. So at what point do we say hold in Israel? You know, Rosh Hashanah, ad parsa, the amount of time it takes to travel to parsa. Some say that is the interpretation of the Mishnah. When is this true? If a person is unable to hold it in, then the tefillah is good. Ad kama, ad parsa. Rosh Hashanah, said in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, hanitzach l'nekava harezal yisbalo. A person who needs to go to the bathroom should not pray. Mishum shenemar hikon likras elokach yisrael. Prepare yourself to greet your God Israel, which means take care of going to the bathroom beforehand. Rosh Hashanah, said in the name of Yonasan, manda amar shmor. My dichsiv, sorry, shmor raglecha kasher tevech b'selukim. What does it mean? Guard your feet when you walk to the house of the Lord. Shmor atzmo shel techta. Guard yourself from sinning. V'im techta. Havei karban. If you sin, bring a karban. Lefanai before me. V'karov lishmoa. And it will soon be heard. Amar Rava. Hay karov lishmoa devei chachamim. So he says, no, what it means is, havei karov lishmoa devei chachamim. Be quick to obey the instructions of Chachamim. She'im chotim meviim karban v'osim tshuva. That if they sin, they bring a karban and they do tshuva. So it'd be like that. And matas ksilim, that's the next part of the pasuk, zevach. Alti ksilim, don't be like the foolish people who sin and bring a karban, but ain osin tshuva, but they don't do tshuva. Ki enam yodim latzosra, that's the rest of the pasuk. So it's the pasuk because they don't know how to do anything wrong, these people. That's called a tzaddik. God has not done anything wrong. They bring a carbon, and one wouldn't even be able to tell that they had done something wrong. It's like they're bringing a carbon as if this is a great thing to do. They don't acknowledge with the bringing of their carbon the level of sin that preceded it and required the carbon. They don't even tell the difference between good and evil, and they're bringing a carbon lefanai. I mean, they're not a carbon, it's for a person acknowledging that they've done something wrong. When the pasuk says shmor raglecha, it actually means guard that which is between your legs. Rashi says, "Beshashat omed b'tfila lefonai." Be careful about going to the bathroom before you stand b'tfila before me. Tanur Rabbanan nichas v'esakise choleitz tfilav b'richuk da'al damas. A person who's coming into going in to a restroom should take his tefillin off 4 amos away, the nichnas, and then he goes in. This is the restrooms of the old days, very specific kind of outdoor outhouse. Amar Rav Acha. This is talking about a place that is established as a bathroom. permanently. But a temporary place where a person is just stopping to urinate, choletz v'nifne la'altar. You can take his phone off and just go to the bathroom immediately. When he leaves behind this site, marchik dalad amos u'minichan, and then he waits, he goes 4 amos away before putting them back on. Because by going to the bathroom there even once, it now has the status of a beis hakisek kavua. What about going into a permanent restroom just to urinate, but not to defecate? Ravina shari, Rav Adabar Masna Asar. Ravina said it's okay to go in with your tefillin, and Rav Adabar said you can't. Asar shali the Rav, they asked Rav Amalu Asar, where Rav said you can't. Why? Chayshinan shema yifanet bahen. We're worried because maybe you go to the, you'll defecate with them. V'amrila shema yafiach bahem, or others say maybe you will pass gas with them. Tanya idach, aniklas beis hakisek. Others learn. A person goes into the bathroom, kavua, a permanent bathroom, choleitz tefilah v'richa dalam v'dich b'chalon, and you place it into the window, hasamach l'rishus harabim, which is near the rishus harabim, v'nichnas, and then you go in. U'kishu yotze marchik da'alamus v'nichon, and then when a person comes out, step 4 amos away, put them back on to v'risham, b'sil omer ochazan b'yado v'nichnas, b'sil says you can hold them in your hand and go in, u'kishu ochazan b'bigdo v'nichnas, you wrap them in your clothing, b'bigdo sakadaitach, he said if you put it in your clothes, is that, could that be what he means? I mean, then he would know that zimnin, that often, mishtali lahu, at times it's, you know, you're gonna unravel your clothes, or it's gonna fall down, v'nafli, and then the tefillin, they're gonna fall into this beis hakise, which is, you know, a really disgusting thing. You hold them through your clothing, uviyado, but also in your hand, and go in, and you place them in these little, churin, is like little holes that are near the beis hakise. Rashi says inside the fence of that field, you'll find, you know, little crevices that you can stick your tefillin in. But do not ever put them in the crevices of the wall that are near Rishus Rabim. Shema yitlu osam avadrachim. People might steal them. V'yavli de chashad, and then you can be suspected of very, very bad things, because there was a crazy story. Once a student put his tefillin there, uvas zona achas, a prostitute came by, grabbed it, not lost, and took his tefillin. Uvas lefnei beis hamedrash, she came before the beis hamedrash. V'amren, she said, oh look, everyone, ma nasanli ploni biskari, look what ploni gave me in my, you know, for my prostitution services. Kivin shamos talmud kach, this talmud heard what happened when it happened, you know, and the Me Too movement was strong in those days, so everyone believed her. Alu rosh agag, v'naf of a mace, so he ran up to the roof. Believe women. Apparently the Talmud didn't entirely endorse that position. He ran up to the roof, fell off, and died. But also Shah, Hiskinu She'ochazan Bevigdo. At that time, they changed the laws of Judaism to say that you can behave differently in the bathroom to avoid creepy zonas. It's really such an amazing thing, the idea that this exact thing might happen again. You see, that's extremely unlikely. Perhaps we can simply suggest that even if it's 1 in a billion, it's worth taking the precaution for. You see, I mean, it's very, very important to, you know, the other side of the Me Too movement. The other v'nichnas. Okay.
Man Too movement.
The Man Too, that's right. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, so therefore you're allowed to hold them in the bathroom because this could theoretically happen again. If you left them there could be once again a situation of slander. Tana Rabbanan Barishona. Yeah, this guy committed suicide. Tana Rabbanan Barishona. Yiminichim tefillin b'churinah smuchin l'beis hakise. Long ago, people used to put their tefillin into crevices near bathrooms. Ubonach barn v'notin l'son. And these, like, really, you see, the tefillin were tiny. These were not the, right, the Litvish or the Lubavitcher-sized tefillin. I mean, because what rat did they have? Maybe they had these gargantuan rats. So rats, or mice and rats would come and take away the tefillin. Hiskinu, so they made a takana that you should put them higher up in the windows near Rishus Rabban. But then people passing by, the tefillin snatching was occurring. So they said you could take them in, but this is to avoid people stealing them. The halacha is golem kimin sefer. You wrap them up like a megillah. The ochazan biyamino, and you hold them in your right hand, keneged libo, opposite your heart. This is all doable as long as the ritzua, the strap, doesn't come down more than one hand's breadth, one tefach down. This is all true, only if there's enough time left in the day after that day to put them back on. But if there's not, then you make like a little kiss of a tefach umeinichon, and you wear them. So you keep them on with just some sort of covering over the tefillin themselves, because you are not going to have time to put the mech on afterwards. In the daytime, you do what we just said, is wrap them up and keep them in your hand, opposite your heart. In the evening, you make a kiss, tefach, and you put them on. Amar Abaye, lo shanu ela beklisha hu kalyan. All this is true. The covering the thing is only true when a kli is that you need a tefach inside the kli. If it's its own kli, kalyan means their kli. So like a bag, like a tefillin bag, is a bag that's miyuchad for the tefillin. So if it's the tefillin's own bag, then fine. But if it's not their own usual kli, then the actual covering is fine. You know this is true because pachim kitanim, which is very, very small jugs, where there's certainly not any special air, you can take out from the, right, it's called the tzamid pasil, it has an airtight lid, so you can take it out from the olam mes and it doesn't become tame. The amar rabba rachana, right, so if there's a dead body in the room and there's that thing, you can take it out, it's not tame, because it's not kelyon, it's not a specifically for that thing, sounds like. When I was following Rabbi Yochanan, and he wanted to go into the bathroom, when he had a sefer of agadata, have a yav lon, he would give it to us to hold. He have a nakat tefillin, but if he's holding tefillin, lo have a yavlon, he wouldn't give it to us all. There's a maritzchia somewhere who says that they wrote down agadatas in the process of writing down Torah Shabbat. Agadata was written down way earlier. They permitted writing down Sifrei d'Agadata much earlier than writing down Sfarim of Halacha, of the Gemaras. So a lot of times you find talk about people in certain times in history that are safer of agadata, because they didn't have any other Sfarim of Torah Shabbat except agadata stuff for a certain period of history until the Gemara was written down. Yeah, there's a maritzchia like brings a lot of proofs to that. He wouldn't give them the tefillin because he said, once the Rabbanan permitted such a thing, then I'd rather bring it in with me because it will protect us. When I would walk behind Rav Nachman and he would have Svarim of Agadata, he said the exact same thing. A person should not hold tefillin in his hand or a sefer Torah in his arm and pray. Nor should he urinate. He shouldn't sleep in them. Neither a permanent sleep nor a nap. A knife or money or a nice platter. The kikar or a loaf. It's the same sort of a thing. So holding these things distracts you and you're paying attention to those things and therefore you can't focus on your tefillah as much. The halacha is not like this masnisa de beishama, because it's according to the opinion of beishama. De beis hillel, hash de beis akisa kavu ashari, beis akisa arim niboy. You tell me that it's permitted to go beis hakise kavua. So beis hakise arim shouldn't even be a discussion. Let's see what that means. There's an expression, right, that things that I permitted to you here, I prohibited to you there. My love, tefillin. So that must be tefillin, meaning that even though it's permitted for you in a base, prohibited in a base kisei, all right, it's permitted in a base kisei kavua, right? For certain reasons, you could carry them in. So you say, I'm a bishlam base hilli, tartiluchokan, kavua. So according to base hill, it's permitted for you in a base kisei kavua. But asarti lecha kan, but I prohibited for you here. Beis kisei arai. That's talking about a temporary one, so you can't go. Elai amrit beis shamai. But if you say the opinion of beis shamai, halo sharuv lomidi. Beis shamai never permits you with your tefillin either in a beis kisei arai or a beis kisei kavua. Neither one. Kitan yilin and tevach utzvachaim. So you say that thing about I permitted here but not there is a totally separate thing. It's talking about how much is appropriate to reveal of one's body when a person goes to the bathroom. The tani chadik kishu nifna, when a person is going to the bathroom and defecating, mekala le'acharav tefach, he reveals behind his body a tefach, ulefanav tvachayim, and in front of him two tefach. Others say, behind him, he reveals one tefach, and in front of him nothing at all. My love, idi vidi ve'ish. So why is there a disagreement? Because they're both talking about men. One is talking about gedolim, which is defecation, kana katanim, which is when you urinate. When a man urinates, he doesn't need to reveal anything behind him. Wait a minute. If it's katanim, right, if it's only urinating, then what does he need even a tefach behind him? They must both be talking about gedolim. when a person is defecating. Men and women have slightly different anatomies, and therefore they have different needs in terms of uncovering themselves. We said about this is a kavachomer that has no possible way to respond. Of course there's a distinction, because darka de milsa hachi isa, I mean, that's the way things are. Men and women are different, so of course it's right. Elalav tefillin. It must be when we said that dvarim sheitark lechakan asark lechan. There's things that are permitted in a base kisei kavua that are prohibited in a base kisei arai, which is kal v'chomer. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, there was tiyufta the Rav Amar Rav Sheshes tiyufta, and therefore we what the Rav Amar Rav Sheshes said is definitely incorrect. Mikol malkom kasha is still a question. Hashda beis akisei kavua shari. If something's permitted in a beis akisei kavua, beis akisei arei lo kol shekin, should it not certainly be permitted in a temporary bathroom? So a beis akisei kavua delekanit sotzos, a beis akisei kavua where a person is going to the bathroom, right, and they're sitting down, so there's lekanit sotzos. There's not things going one way or the other. Nitzotzos are like sparks, that the urine is not dripping in different directions, shooting in different directions. Sure, basically, say ari tikkun nitzotzos, but basically, say ari where a person is urinating, so there is actually a distinction that makes it more stringent that things go other places. Asri, so he prohibited. Ihachi, am I in love tshuva? What do you mean? There's a kavachomer that has no response. Tshuva ma'al yisuhi. It's a very compelling response to the kavachomer. So he says, hamilsa taste libatoris, time below taste libatoris kavachomer. It's better to learn this from logic than it is to learn it employing a kavachomer. The iisa libatoris kavachomer is a kavachomer, because if you learn it with a kavachomer, this is a kavachomer that doesn't have a response. Okay, a little bit technical. Tanu rabbanan hotz lekana sudas keva. A person who wants to go into sudas keva, to a real meal, a permanent meal, not a snack. Malach asar pam dal ramos a dal pamim yud amos. If a person should walk either 10 amos 4 times or 4 amos 10 times and go to the bathroom, vavkach nichnas, and then go into the meal. The idea was that it helps to walk in order to help a person go to the bathroom. A person is going to call it tefillah, should take his tefillah off, vavkach nichnas, and only after that go into the meal. Rav Chiya says you should place them on the table, and that is a majesty for the person. It's like a good thing to do, to keep them on the table so that you'll remember them, you'll put them back on. Okay. The ad emas, Amr Nachman Yitzhak, adzman bracha. How long do you leave them off? Until benching. Tani, chada, tzor adnatil him ma'osa ba'afar kas va'akar suso. A person can wrap up his tefillin with his money in his bag. The tiny idach lo yotzu. He shouldn't wrap up. Look, kasha. Hada azmene, hada lo azmene. It depends on the person. Set that thing aside. If he was mazmin, then yes. And if not, no. Afar ksuse, Rashi says, is not his bag. It's his headscarf. It's his headscarf. So if he made this thing to be... meaning the question here is whether or not you can use it for your money. So if you set something up, right, is it appropriate to use a tefillin bag for your money? It's really not, right? So the question is, what happened? Were you mazmin this thing or not? Did you set it aside? A person who has a sudr for tefillin, something to wrap his tefillin up, that was set aside to wrap up tefillin, sarbe tefillin, also lemetzer bepshite. Once you wrap tefillin in it, then you shouldn't use it to wrap up money. Asmine velo tsarbe. Let's say you set it aside, but you didn't wrap anything up yet in it. Tsarbe velo asmine, or you wrapped something up in it, but you hadn't really set it aside specifically for this. Shari lemetzer be zuze. Then you could wrap money in it. L'abaye d'amar hazmana milsahi. But according to Abaye, who says that setting something aside actually is impactful, asmine afakav delo tsarbe, tsarbe. Right? So a person set it aside, even if he never wrapped anything in it. Now, tsarbe velo asmine, usher. E asmene aser, e lo asmene lo. If you wrapped it, it's completely irrelevant. It only depends whether or not you set it aside. Bamine Rav Yosef Beredu of Nechunya Me Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Nechunya, asked Rav Yehuda, Mashi Nechonim Tfilov Tachas Me Rash Yosef. What is the story with a person putting his tefillin under his head when he's sleeping? Tachas Margalosov Lo Kami Boili. Shanog Bamine Bizayin. Putting it under your legs is not even a question, because it's embarrassing. It's inappropriate way to treat tefillin. Ki Kami Boili Tachas Me Rash Yosef. The question really is under his head. My. Amrlei Hachig Amar Shmuel. Motor Afilu Ishto Imo. It's permitted even if his wife is with him. So even if the people would engage in intercourse, it's not a problem. A person should never put tefillin beneath his feet because he's treating them inappropriately. But this one says you could put it under your head unless your wife is with you. There's something above three tefachim or lower three tefachim. It's like a separate place. It's more tiyofta de Shmuel tiyofta. So we see that Shmuel's statement is rejected. Even though we have here a teaching that seems to contradict Shmuel, the halacha is indeed like him. My taima, what's the reason? Anything that protects tefillin is actually a superior way of treating them, and it's more important than bizayon. Another approach to this is that it's by definition respectful to something to teach it that way, to treat it in a way like that, and therefore it's not a problem of bizayon because it's no longer a bizayon, because it demonstrates an actual care for the item. Okay. Where do you put them? Amar Rav Yirmiyah ben Kala Kesses. You should put it between the pillow and the blanket, like between the Shalok Keneged Rosho, not exactly facing your head, so it's under the pillow, but not right under your head. He says you would put them in a little bag. Kova here means a bag underneath his head. The mafakle the mursa de kova. It would stick out in like the protrusion of the bag. I think mursa comes from the word. A mursa is also with a samach is a boil. Lebar, and it sticks towards the outside. Bakapara tzirle bekilta. Abaye would wrap it in the like canopy, it sounds like. Yuria haprusa suvimi tasso kosher. So he had some sort of sheet. Spread over his bed, he would wrap it in there, mapik lemurse and lebar, and he would place the protrusion pointing outside. Rav Shisha Breder of Idi Manachla Ashar Shifa. He would place it on a safsal, on a little bedside table or something, some sort of a basket. Upar Suja Alayu, and then over that he would place a sudra, a handkerchief. One time I was before Rava. Go bring my tefillin. I found it in his bedroom between the pillow and the blanket. Not exactly where one would place one. And I know that that was the day that his wife went to the mikvah. And the purpose of all of this was to teach. They could know in those days when a person would go to the mikvah because they would wear different clothes. It was a very public thing. Women would wear white clothes during their shivanikiyim before going to the mikvah. In the olden days, it was like everybody knew exactly what people's schedules were. There was a halacha. The neighbors all said, no, she was a nida. She wasn't a nida. You could always tell it. And the purpose he did this is to teach us halacha lemaisa. So he sent them to do this. He didn't want to tell him exactly because this is something kind of intimate or whatever. So instead, he sent him to go figure it out. That's what it says to Ovid. That's why he did this. Okay. Bamineir of Yosef, Reidu of Nechonya, Meir of Yehuda. Shnaim she yeshenim b'mita achas. Two different people sleeping in the same bed. Mahu, shezeh yachs upon v'ikur kishna, v'zeh yachs upon v'ikur kishna. So the understanding is that these people are naked. And they would sleep without their clothes. Under the bed, the bed clothes were your clothes for the night. So then, it's if two people for some reason were stuck sharing a bed, that's still what they were doing. Shmuel said, even if your wife is with you, right? So if your wife is with you, that means that even if somebody's undressed, right, still fine. Masker of Yosef, ishto v'lomi boy acher. Ishto certainly anybody else. Adarabba, ishto kegufo. A person's wife becomes like his own body. Rashi is ragilba v'lekahira kulihai. A person in a normal situation, so he's used to this person. He's with him all the time, so he doesn't. It's not as likely that the nudity will cause hirur. But when it's an unusual situation, a person's acher lav kegufo. Another person, it's unusual, and they're not kegufo. Meisve shnayim sheshena b'mita achas zemach zepan v'kor v'zemach zepan v'kor. Says two people sleeping in the same bed, each one faces their face in a different direction and reads Shema. A person who's sleeping in a bed and his children or family members are at his side. He shouldn't say Kriyashma. Unless there's some sort of clothing separating them. So the fact that they're just under the same blanket's not enough. But if these children or family members are underage, mutter, then it's okay. So I understand Rabbi Yosef could say that it depends, the difference between Ishto and others, but he was clear that it's talking about even B'nai Be'ezel. Amelecha Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef, Minecha. So he said, wait a minute, according to Rabbi Yosef, is it all good? V'atanya, Haya Yashin B'mita, Vana B'nai Yosef B'mita, Lo Yikr Kriyashma. It says if he's sleeping in the bed, and his children or family in the bed, he shouldn't say Shema. Elam Kin Ha'is Talisma V'sekes B'nai Yem. Elam Ha'is Lechamimra. Ishto. What do you have to say? Ishto Rabbi Yosef, Tanayhi. So what do you have to say? You have to say even according to him, if it has, because Rabbi Yosef included wife too, and he still said there has to be a talis mafsekes. So you see, that's a machlokes tanai. His opinion is not any better. Both of us are predicated upon the idea that it's a machlokes tanaim, and so there's no opinion that is more convincing than the other. It's a question on both. You're right. It has to be a machlokes tanaim. Amar mar zeh machzir ponav akor kriyas shema v'hoik ugvos. Right. Each person turns the other way, and says, and one person turns the other way and says kriyas shema. What about one's backside? So you're still exposed to that. They will touch one another. Two people in the same bed. Right. They're facing the other way, but they're bumping.
Ugvos is backside?
Yes, it is. I'm not sure why that's the expression.
Buttocks.
Misayeh Halel Rav Huna. This supports the opinion of Rav Huna. Rav Huna, Ugvos ein bohem mishum erva. Backside is not considered erva. Le misayeh Halel Rav Huna. Ha'ishi yosheves v'kotz l'chalasa aruma. Meshachol l'chasas panea bakarka. A woman can sit and take challah when she's naked. And even though a person who's naked is not supposed to make a bracha, when she's sitting down, so she's permitted, because, you know, her private parts are facing the ground. Because she can cover her, euphemistic face with the ground. Avaloha ish, but a man can't manage that. Tirgim Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak Kon Shehaya Panah Tuchos Bekarka, he says that that is when her, you know, her bottom part is attached and covered by the ground totally. Okay. Amar, imhayu banav uvnei veso ketanim mutter. If the person's family is young, so it's okay. Va'ad kama. Amar v'chista. Tinokas ba'shlosh shanav yomechad v'tinok ben tesh shanav yomechad. It's 3 and 9. For girls, 3. For boys, 9. And that's in the Roy Lubia. Ika da ami tinokas bas yud alef shanav yom echad, 11 years and a day. V'tinok ben shtemesh shanav yom echad, a boy, 12 years and a day. Individi ad kedei shodayim nechonav esrach tzameach, and both of those are trying to come to the what the pasuk describes as breasts beginning to form and hair beginning to grow. Amalei of kahana of ashi hasam amar rava afal gav detiyufta deshmuel hilchas akavas say deshmuel. So there we said that even though. Right, Rava said that it's even though Shmuel is disproven, the halacha is still like him. Hachamai, what's the halacha here? I'm like, atu kulu b'chad machta machtinu. What, you think everything is the same? El hechad itmar itmar. When we say that even though something is disproved, we can still pass like him, then it was taught that way. Hechad lo itmar lo itmar. But if it wasn't taught about it, it wasn't. I'm like, Rav Mari the Rav Papa Sa'ar yotze bevigdo mahu kara olav sa'ar. If there's clothing coming out of the clothes, what's the story? Sorry, if there's hair coming out of one's clothing, what's the story? So he said about that, hair, you know, it's not particularly important. So this is saying that if there's any pubic hair coming out of a person's clothing, that's not considered significant enough to be a problem. Amar Yitzhak, tefach be'isha erva. Even one tefach on a woman is considered already erva. Tefach of her skin or whatever. Lema, lemai. In what context? Imelis takule beif. It means to stare at it. V'hamar sheshes. Loma mara chutz of tachshitin shebechutz. Im tachshitin v'tim. Loma chutz of be'etzer ketana shel isha. Kinem stakum makum ator. If a person who stares at even the small finger of a woman is at, as if he's staring at the business end. And tarif, like the main part or something. Ela be'ishto ula kriyashma. So when we're saying tefach be'isha erva, right, it doesn't mean that you can look at only one tefach. Even looking at a tiny finger is a problem. Rather, it's talking about with one's own wife what's exposed for saying kriyashma. Amar b'chitza shok be'isha erva. The thigh of a woman is an erva. Shnemar galei shok nevina harus. Ksev tagel ervascha v'gam tirech erposecha. So revealing your erva. Amar Shmuel called be'isha erva. The voice of a woman is erva. Shnemar ki kolich arva marich nave. Your voice is sweet. Amar sheshes sa'ar be'isha erva. The hair of a woman is erva. Shnemar sa'arech ke'eder ha'izim. So hair as well. Amar of Chanina. Ani u'isias Rebbe shetol tefilav. I saw Rebbe dangling his tefillin. Meis atol tefilav yid lochayev. If a person dangles his tefillin, may his life be precariously dangled. Darshe chamuros amru. Those who interpret very, very difficult things explain. Your life will dangle before you. That is the punishment of a person who dangles his tefillin. It depends how you dangle it. If you dangle it from the ritzua, that's disrespectful. Because the ketzitza, which is the box, the bias of the tefillin, will be hanging down. But if you hang it from the box, right? And you put that, then that would be okay. Viba same with lotion number two, lotion katzitza usher. And the truth is, others say that they're still both usher. So I don't know if it would be v'hayut chayacha tuliyacha minegev, mineged, right? It wouldn't be that bad, maybe, but it would still be usher. The chitala rebbe bekista tala. He hung it from its bag. He hung it, maybe. Then what are you telling me that for? That's not, of course that's, ma'od desema, tibay hanacha kesefer Torah. You might think that tefillin, even in the bag, would require to be placed with a special respect like a sefer Torah. You're not allowed to hang a Torah. Kamash malan, that you could hang it from the bag with tefillin. Amar chanin, ani reisis rebbe, shagihak, ufihak. I saw rebbe that he coughed and yawned. That's right. Vinis atesh, and then he sneezed. The rock, and he spit. Umimashmesh bevigdo, and he felt around in his clothes to get rid of lice. Avalohem esatif ukeshayim mefahek, but he wouldn't wrap himself up. So if his talus fell down onto the ground. And when he would yawn, he would place his hand over his mouth. So a person who raises his voice in tefillah has little emuna, because what does he have to scream to God? For God is everywhere. A person who raises his voice in prayer, a little different. He raises his voice. He's like the false prophets. That's what they used to do in the old days. Migahek umefayek, raising megasei ruach. A person who yawns and makes these different things, right, is displaying arrogance. Hamis atesh bitfiloso. Person who sneezes during his davening simin ralo. That's a bad sign. Veishom niker shehu mechur. It shows that he's unrefined. Harok bitfiloso keilu rok bifnei amelach. A person spitting during his prayer is like a person spitting during an audience with God. Bishlo megam mufakel kasha kan onso kan ritzono. I understand we talk about yawning and coughing and things like this. That's whether it's deliberate or not. If it's not deliberate, you can't be held responsible. Misatesh kasha. But the thing about sneezing, I mean, you can't really sneeze on command. So that's a really good question. So misatesh and misatesh namel kasha. Kamil lamal kamil lata. One misatesh means sneezing, and one means flatulence. Damar zera ha milsa iv la'a li Rav Hamnuna. V'takila. So I learned this thing from Rav Hamnuna. V'takila li, and it weighs to me. It's important to me. Ki kula talmudoi, like everything that I learned. Ha misatesh v'tfilosu simin yafalo. That a person who's misatesh during his prayer. So a person who sneezes during prayer, it's a great sign. Just like they give him a pleasant experience below, so too they're doing good things for him in heaven. So I guess he used to sneeze a lot during prayer, and so when he heard this, it was worth a lot to him. Ella rock a rock kasha. What about spitting? Rock a rock. He right. He used to spit. Lo kasha. After kedu of Yehuda, dam of Yehuda. I am the field of his dam of the rock. Me of Leo, but taliso. There's a way to spit by putting it into your talus. Vim talus nahu. If it's a particularly nice talus, mavlio of the af rock suso. You should get it into your headscarf. So there's a way to spit during your tefillah. That's not disrespectful. Vina have a koi achorei of Nachman. Sorry, Rachori Dur of Ashi. Ravina was before was behind Rav Ashi, and he's down the rok. Paske la achori. So he split by some of the mar lehadri of Yehuda Mavli of Ravaksuso. So he says, don't you know that you're supposed to get it into your headscarf? I'm like, Ana, Anina Datai. I find that too disgusting, and therefore I can't do it. And therefore you would be allowed to spit behind you. And therefore that could be the story with Rabbi Yochanan as well. Okay, Hamshri Kal Vitulasa raising Mikani Amana. A person who makes loud prayers is small in his faith. This is only true if a person can focus, davening Shema Esrei quietly. If a person cannot focus, mutter. So it's permitted for you to daven out loud at home or something. Even shul could be different. But you can't do it in public because that distracts the tzibur. So if you're davening in private, you could daven Shema Esrei out loud if it helps your kavana, and indeed that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Rama also says, I think, that if it's to teach your children, that's also a good reason. So you're allowed to daven Shemoneh Esrei out loud, regular for proper Shemoneh Esrei, if it's to teach B'nai Beis, so how to daven or whatever. So, okay. Rav Abba, have a kamishtamit minid Rav Yehuda. Rav Abba was avoiding Rav Yehuda to have a kabbalah lemeitzel arad Yisrael because he wanted to move to Israel. Dam Rav Yehuda kol olam b'bavel Yisrael v'asei. Rav Yehuda had said, you're not allowed to move from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Shem b'bavel yavo v'shamayu ad yom pakti osam. You have to stay there until the day that I redeem you. Ne'om Hashem, so says Hashem. Amar Ezel Hashem Mila Mine Milsa Mi Beis Vada the other affixes. I'm going to go just listen to one thing that he's going to say in the meeting place of the Talmid Chachamim, and then I'm going to leave. Azal Ashtel Latana Dekatani Kamei Rav Yehuda. He heard a Tana teaching a Braisa before Rav Yehuda. I only feel this Atesh. Mamti Nat Shichla Ruach. A person standing for Tefila and he passes gas, he should wait until the smell dissipates. V'chozer u'mespalo, and then go back to Davin. Ikad Amri Hay Omer Tzilu Vikesh Lehis Atesh. So some say if it was Davin Shon Esrei, and he needed to pass gas. So then he should go back behind him 4 steps and pass the gas. And then wait until the smell dissipates. And continue davening. And then he should say the following thing. You created me with these different openings and holes. You know how embarrassing such a thing is, how embarrassing our lives are. And our destiny is to be worms and rot. And then he continues davening. From where he stopped, Amalei, he said, or Amar, Ilu lo basi el shmo davar zeh dayai. If I had come only to hear this thing, that would have been worth the trip. Tanur ban hayesh mitalisuv en yachal lahotzi es rosh min atzina. Person who's sleeping under a talis, but it is so cold that he's uncomfortable taking his head out. Chotzeitz betaliso al tzavaro, so then he can place his talis. He placed the blanket over his chest. Vekara kriyishma, and then he can read Shema, sorry, by his neck, Vekorah Kriyishma, and he says Shema. V'yesham al libo, and others say on his heart. So it doesn't have to be all the way up to the neck; it could be by the heart. V'tana kama hare libo roe es ha'erva. So I understand if you go all the way up to the neck, then your chotzeitz and your heart is there's nothing blocking your heart from your erva. Kasava libo roes erva, heart seeing the erva mutter. He said that's mutter. If it's a person who's walking in alleyways that are filthy, that mean people had sewage, issues in the old days. So there's a lot of smelly places. Miniach yado al piv, you place your hand over your mouth. Akor kriyishma. Amar v'chizda halokim. Im amarli Rabbi Yochanan bapume lo tzeisivli. I swear that had Rabbi Yochanan said this to me with his own mouth, I wouldn't listen to him. Ikad ami amar rabbar barchana amar v'shuvah levi hay mahapu v'os v'dos miniach yado al piv. Akor kriyishma v'chizda halokim. So another version of the same thing. He said, Rav Huna said, a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to stand in a place of filth. Because the Talmud Chacham has a very, very hard time not thinking about Torah. He's automatically going to think about it. So no, he is allowed to walk through a place like that. He can't stand there and stay. So Talmud Chacham can walk through a filthy place, but he can't stand there. Yochanan said, in any situation, you're allowed to think about Divrei Torah, with the exception of a bathhouse, ubeis hakiseh, or a restroom. If you want to say, yeah, kanba omed kanba mahalich, that's only if you're standing still in those places, but you can walk through them. Any v'amor v'ha Rabbi Abbo have a kazal basrei Rabbi Yochanan v'akari kriyishma. He was walking behind Rabbi Yochanan, reading the Shema. Kimatu b'vosu matunafos ishtik. When he got to the b'vosu matunafos, he got quiet to these places. Amar le the Rabbi Yochanan lehechan ahader. So he said, where should I go back to when we start? Amar le yishas kedei l'gres kula chaz l'rosh. If you waited long enough, go back to the beginning. So you say, Rabbi Yochanan clearly holds it. You can't just put your hand over your mouth and say it. No, here's what he means. According to me, I don't agree with you, and I think you can continue saying it. But according to you, so then that you say you're not allowed to say it there, so then if you waited that long, you should go back to the beginning. Tanik of Zedir of Huna, Tanik of Zedir of Chizda. There are Brysons that support of Huna and some that support of Chizda. Tanik of Zedir of Huna, Hamalak Mosin, Lothan Nikhil, Pivoko, Yiko Kriyashma. So one Bryson says exactly what Rav Huna taught. Tanik of Zedir of Chizda, Hamalak Mosin, Lothan, Lo Yikra Kriyashma, Velo Odel, Shemaya Kore, Uva, Posek. Right? And if he was already reading, he should still stop. Lo Pasak Mai, Amr Vyashab. So all these things are saying how bad it is for a person to be saying Shema in an inappropriate place. He's humiliated the word of Hashem. And if he stops, what reward does he get? You'll get great reward for stopping to say Shema in those situations, demonstrating respect for Hashem. If a person had a talis wrapped around his waist to cover him only the bottom half of his body. He's allowed to say Shema. Tanya Nami Hachi has Liso Shel Beged, Vishel Or, Vishel Sak, Chagur, Almasa, Mutluk, Vishema. Version of the Talis of different materials wrapped around him. He's mutter to read Kriya Shema. Avalitfila, but when it comes to Shema Esrei, Achiacha says, Leva, a person needs to cover his heart. Ramuna Shach, next to Tfilin, the Beisak, he say, if a person forgot and went with Tfilin into the bathroom, and Yach Yadu Alem, he should cover them with his hand, Achi Yigmar, until he finishes. Achi Yigmar Sakatatach, until he finishes, Elaki the Amr of Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, rather like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, ad she yigmar amud rishon, until the first, you know, amount of fecal matter comes out of him. The lifsok la altar, then he should pause the lekum and get up. Because if a person is to pull back while he's trying to go to the bathroom and not stop, at least in between different amudim, maybe it's suddenly a hadroken, it can bring to a disease called hadroken. Silon achoz, a person's urinating and then tries to pull back into his body, maybe it's suddenly the yerakon, can bring a person to a disease called yerakon. Itmar, it was said, so albasaro o yado, if a person has feces on his body somewhere, or his hand, or his hand is munachas bebeis akise, or his hand is placed, is reaching into a beis akise, is placed in the bathroom. Ravuna amar mutar likrish kriyas shema, a person is allowed to say shema. Ravchizda amar us likrish kriyas shema, but Ravchizda says you can't. Amar Rav my time of Ravuna, it's the kol neshama tahalaka, it's the kol neshama, which is the mouth and the nose. So that's the issue of praising Hashem. Velo Rashi is velo shai varim, and not any other body parts. Ravchizda amar us likrish kriyas shema, my time of Ravchizda, it's the kol atzmos tamar Hashem yikamocha. If any part of your body is engaging with something filthy, it's not appropriate to praise Hashem because kol atzmos tamar itmar. It was taught. Rech ra sheyesh lo ikker, a bad smell that has something fundamental to it. So it's a piece of feces or something that smells bad. Ravuna marchik dal namos, the kor kriyas. Ravuna says you step four amos away, read the Shema. Ravuna marchik dal namos, mimakom shepasak harech. He says you have to take four amos away from the place where the smell stops, and then kor kriyas. But tanya kavasei to Rav Chizda, and in fact there's a brice that supports the position of Rav Chizda. Likarim kriyas lo kenegat soas on, lo kenegat soas klavim, lo kenegat soas chazerim, lo kenegat soas tarnagolim. Person shouldn't read Shema facing dog droppings, pig droppings, chicken droppings, lo kenegat soas ashba, and not that which is in a garbage dump, sherecha ra, because it's very bad. Vimhayim makam gavoa asar tvachim, onomach asar tvachim, if it's 10 amos up or down, tzvachim, up or down, so yoshev b'tzido, you sit at the side of a kor kriyas shema and read the shema, v'imlav marchik melo enov, otherwise, a person should go as far away, if they're not 10 tzvachim, then a person should step away as far as his eyes can see. V'chein l'tzvila, same for shema nezei, reach rash, yesh lo ikker, if it has a bad smell, marchik dal amos, something with a bad smell that has an ikker, that has a place that it's emanating from, so then a person should step four amos away from the place of the smell and read Shema. Amarav less hilchas alki amesnis. Halacha is not like that brisa alki ha, but like this one, the different brisa that says leikodim kriyas shema lo kenegat soas anu lo kenegat soas chazem lo kenegat soas klav mizman she nasan oros lesochon. People used to take ore, they used to take leather, and they would treat it with feces in order to soften it, and whatever, like a fertilizer, was useful. A person shouldn't soas klav mizman she nasan oros lesochon. Right, during these type of either human feces or pig feces or dog feces when they're put on the leather. Person should not do. Bami name reshishes. Reach resha ain lo ikker mahu. What about a bad smell that doesn't have anything that it's coming from? Like if a person passes gas or something, there's no thing that. Amalahu also chazu hani tzipi debe rav. Come see the like reed mat that they had in the yeshiva of Rav. To have a ganu, to have a garsu. People would lay on them, and they would learn. Hani mila b'divrei Torah v'kriyas shema lo, and that's true about divrei Torah, but for Kriya Shema, not. Divrei Torah, nami lo amaran, ela dechaver. Even when it comes to Divrei Torah, we only say this leniency for other peoples. Aval didei lo, but if a person himself passed gas, then they do have to wait until the smell is gone. Itmar tzoa overis. If there is feces moving. So let's say you have a person who's carrying a bedpan or something, right? And he's walking by. So Abai Amar Mutar Likrish Kriyas Shema. Abai says you're allowed to. That fact that the thing is walking by doesn't change anything. Amar Mutar Likrish Kriyas Shema, you're not allowed to. Amar Abai, Mina Amin, where do I know this one? Titnan. Hatame Omen Tachas Ilan. A Tame person is standing underneath a tree. The Hatar over, and then a Tar person is passing by. tummy. So the guy becomes tummy by passing under the tree where there is a tummy man under the tree. But let's say there's a Torah man sitting under the tree reading a book, right? He's standing under the tree, the Tachas Ilan, the tummy over, and a tummy person is just passing by, Tahor, they're Tahor, even though they're both under the same tree. So you see, Vim Amad, but if the guy stopped tummy, then he makes him tummy. So you see, one has to be stopped and parked under the tree in order to transmit the tumma to others. So, right? V'chein be'evin ha-minugas, and the same halacha applies to a stone that has tsaras. Rava amar lecha hasam bekviyas l'tayim. It's totally different. Over there, in order to pass, to make the tuma pass, a person has to be kavua. Dechsev bodod yesh michotz l'machane moshavo. Right? You see that the pasuk describes a person making his dwelling. Here, it has to be holy and not filled with bad smells. So it doesn't matter if the person's kavua or not. He doesn't see the relationship. Amar rev papa pi chazir ketso averes dami. The mouth of a pig is like tsoa overis. It's moving by because they put their nose into all kinds of gross things. So their mouth and no their snout is tsoa overis. Pshita lo tzricha avgav tzalik minahara. Even if you just came out of the river, you gave a pig a thorough bath, it wouldn't make any difference because it's still disgusting. Rabbi Yehuda suffik tsoa asura suffik me raglayim mutarim. If there's a suffik of tsoa, it's asur. Suffik of urine, it's mutar. Igad amar Rabbi Yehuda suffik tsoa bebayis. Others say that he said suffik tsoa bebayis muteris ba'ashba asura. That it depends where you are. In a home, suffik tsoa is muter, but in a garbage dump, it's not. Suffik miraglayim afilu ba'ashba nami mutarim. But urine as a suffik is even muter in an ashba. Suffik yadur of menuda. Menuda lost Torah l'kineged amud bilvad. That from the Torah, it's only if you're actually facing the amud itself. So it says you should have a place to go to the bathroom outside of the encampment when the Jews are at war or something. And you should have a spike to dig for yourself. And you should cover your feces. So to go out to urinate, you see from Ketanim, it's only when a person is actually urinating at that time that's a problem. Once it has hit the ground, the urine has hit the ground, sure, according to the Torah, it would technically be okay. And now it's all the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan only made a gezeira about when you certainly know that there's urine there, but you're not sure. They never made a gezeira. So what exactly are the parameters of being certain that there's urine? Well, whenever they're still wet. Whenever they're still, wet. As long as they're wet. As long as they're wet. As long as you can see the influence, right, the mark of them on the ground. May the Lord forgive Geneva. Even feces, right, once they get hardened, then it's permitted. You're going to tell me that urine is a problem. Why do you rely on this one? Rely on the other one. There's another teaching that says, so even if it's as hard as earthenware, it's still asur. What does that exactly mean? Right? How do you define like earthenware? That you can throw it and it won't break apart. I mean, it's really a strong piece. Or you roll it, and it doesn't fall apart. Have a kamina kamedra of Yehuda midifti. I was before Rav Huna of Disi Chazit Tsoa. Armerly, he said to me, really do a little sleuthing. Ikarmu paneha ilo. Look into this. Is it hardened or not? So, Igat Amri Hachi, Armerly. Iyein imafloi afluye. Some say he told him, see if it has ridges and crevices in it. That means it's really. In Yeshba Sedakim, Sedakim Yeveshahi, then it's considered dry. Mahavala, whatever happened about this, what's the story? It Marzo Kicheres, Amemar Amar Asur Marzutur Mutar. So it's a disagreement between Amemar and Marzutur whether Tzoa Kicheres is a problem. Remember Rava. Hilchas Tzoa Kicheres Asura. Fecal matter, even when it's long hardened, is still usur. Meiragaim kol shanu shemant shematichim, and urine, it's as long as they are still wet. Meisve meiragaim kol shanu shematichim asur nivlu o yavshu. If they got soaked up into something else, they dried up, then it's mutter. Meilav nivlu udumid yavshu. I assume that when we say that they soaked into something else, it's similar to dried up. My yavshu didn't show a nicker. Once something's dried up, there's no indication they were ever there. Af nivlu didn't show a nicker where there's no indication they were ever there. Harishum a nicker usur. So that implies that if you can still notice that they were once there, then it's still usur. Even if there's not wet anymore, litamech imereisha goes manchmatvichin to the usur. Right? But if you look at the beginning, it's clearly there's either wet or reach your manikra. It's one or the other. Alameha, lek alameshna mino. You really can't deduce anything from that one way or the other. So let's say there's a brisa that says that if you have a kli, right, you have a vessel that meiraglai, that urine got spilled out of it. Also, look, it's kriyashma kenegdo. You can't say kriyashma by that vessel. Meiraglaim atzman shenishbu nivlu motor lo nivlu asur. And the urine that got spilled out. So then in that place, it would depend if they were nivlu, right? They were swallowed up, you know, by something else. They're gone. Or lo nivlu, they're not. Rabbi Yossi said, kozman shematfichen. And Rabbi Yossi said, as long as they are wet, my nivlu. So then what does it mean, nivlu, like soaked up? My lo nivlu, the kamatana kama. Ilim nivlu, then matvichen. If you mean they're no longer wet, lo nivlu, the matvichen, they're wet. Rabbi Yossi said, kozman shematfichen, who the asr, how we shuma nicker. And he came to disagree and say, even wet, right? It's also, but Rishuma Nikkers is permitted. Hainu Tanakama, that seems to be the same thing. Ela Nivlu, swallowed up, means the Ein Rishuma Nikker, lo Nivlu, the Rishuma Nikker, Vasiyas Nimer, Kozman Shema Tvichin, Hu Da Asar, Ha Rishuma Nikker Shari. So you say, lo. Kuli Alma, Kozman Shema Tvichin, Hu Da Asar. Everyone agrees that as long as they're wet, it's a problem. Rishuma Nikker is permitted. V'hocha b'tofeach al menas l'hatviach. Here, it's wet enough to make something else wet. It could be nayu. That's what they're disagreeing with. The Tanakama requires that it's almanas latviach, that it has to be able to wet something else. Rabbi Yossi's machmir to say, even if it's not tofeach almanas latviach, it's not wet enough to make something else wet, but it's still wet. Okay. Yarad litvo im yachol lalas. Lema tana stomach river lazer. Let's say that the Stana seems to be saying, like Rabbi Eliezer, that you had to get up by Netzachama. The person went down to the Mi'ah, he has to say Shema by Netzachama. Even if we say it's following Rabbi Yeshua, Domak Vasikin. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua, who says you have longer to say Shema every morning, which is what we paskin, but that's talking about Vasikin. Domak Vasikin, are you going to say Netzachama? Vasikin used to finish it early. Person doesn't have time, then he should cover himself with the water. I mean, if the water is clear, so his heart is looking right at his erva. We're supposed to say, we're talking about, you know, water that's not so clear. It's like solid earth, so that your heart won't see your erva. If it's clear water, the person is sitting there up to his neck, and he should reach Shema. That he has to, muddy them with his feet. So he'll push his foot into the dirt or something, make it like, you know, the water gets a little bit dirty, and then you can't see anything. What about the fact that one's heart can see the erva? He says that's okay. What about the fact that his ankle his heel is seeing the erva? Also, his heel seeing the erva is really okay too. What if it's touching? What if the way the person is sitting is that his heel is touching his erva? Abai says it's aser. V'rav amar muter. Rav says it's okay. Rizvid masni lo lahashmaitza hachi. Rizvid taught the following way. Rav Chanina, the previous way. Rav Chanina, brother of Ika, masni lo hachi. Rav Chanina teaches like this. Nogea divrei hakol aser. Roa. Everyone agrees that it can't be touching, but when it's seeing, Abai Amar Asar Rav Mutter, Lonit Natar Lamalachi Asharis, because the Torah wasn't given to angels who don't have erva, and therefore, you know, we can't be expected to be so careful about this. We have erva. Vilchasan Ogeya Asar Roa Mutter, and for halacha, it shouldn't be touching. One's erva, nothing should be touching one's erva, but seeing it with the body, meaning if there's nothing separating that part of the body from the other part of the body, that's okay. But Ravitzo Bashoshis, Mutter Likus Kirishma Kinegda, if there's fecal matter inside of a glass, you can see it through a window or something, it's Mutter. Erva Bashoshis Asr, but seeing Erva through glass is Asr to say Kirishma Kinegda. So Bashoshis Mutter Likus Kirishma Kinegda, that's all about Kisu Tali Milsa, because there the issue is whether it's covered or not. But Mixi, Erva Bashoshis Asr Kirishma, lo Yerabacha Erva Stavar Machman, about Kamitchase. The issue of seeing Erva is seeing it. So if you can see it or not is the defining principle, not whether or not it is covered by glass. Rabbi says, feces, kol shi mevat la barok, anything that can be made irrelevant by spitting. So amar rava ubarok ava. So then it's okay. Soa kol shehu mevat la barok. If you have just a small amount of soa, so then you make it irrelevant by spitting on it. Amar rava ubarok ava. It's talking about thick spit. Amaravat soa the guma meniach sandala. All of this feces in a in a in a in a hole in the ground. You put your shoe over it, the kor kriyishma and read shema. Bar mar bere duravina. So dvuka b'sandalamai. What happens if there's a little bit of feces attached to a person's shoe and it's stuck on? Take it. We don't. Amr Yehuda akum arum. A Gentile who's naked, that's just as much of a problem. My Yiri Akum, what do you mean a guy? I feel Yisrael, even a Jew, a holy Jew, right? So Nami Yisrael, right? Nami is also, it's a Yisrael Pshitah. No. A Jew is certainly Aser, because he's certainly considered, Ela Akum Itzchalei, an idolater, you need to learn this. Why? Because they have the flesh of asses. Ema kechamor be'alma hu. You might think he's just like a donkey. Kamashulan de'inu nami ikri erva. No, he's also considered erva. Yechsev ervas aviyam lo ro. In fact, the Torah refers to Gentile people as having erva as well. And therefore, that is just as important. A person shouldn't cover himself with the bad waters or with washing waters until he adds some other water. How much water do you have to add in? What's the proportions here? A person should never cover himself. Should never write with mayim ram lo me'a mishra kal me'raglayim. And when it comes to urine, achayata l'sochan mayim. Urine can only be solved by adding a little bit of water into it, some amount of water. The yikra and the nikat seishma. Tanur ban kamiyat l'sochan mayim kol shehu. So how much you have to put in? A little bit, a kol shehu. Even a tiny bit of water added to the urine changes things. Zake om revias. Zake says you need to add a revias. Amrinach machlokas l'besof. The machlokas is after the fact. Avabetchila kol shehain. Whatever you add in. Revias of machlokas l'chatchila. Avabetchila divrei kol revias. But at the end, everyone agrees it's revias. So when we say, in the beginning and at the end here, we mean if you had water in a receptacle and then you urinated into it, it could be a tiny amount. But if a person first urinated and now they're adding water, after the fact, it's got to be a revias. I'm the revias of Hashem, I say revias Dimaya Kirib Zakai. And Rabbi Yosef, in fact, once sent to Ishamish, bring me a vias of water, following the opinion of Reb Zakai. Turn about a graf shel rei, the avot shel me'araglayim. People used to have a bedpan or a jug to go to the bathroom in at night because going out to the outhouse was complicated. So if you have such a thing, oslikos kriyashma kenegdan, v'afish eben klum. You cannot say Shema facing these things, even if there's nothing in them. U'me'araglayim asman, but if there is actual urine, achiyat al sochamayim, you have to add water to them. Kaliyat al sochamayim, kol shi, you have to add just a little bit of Zakai or vias. He says whether it's in front of the bed or whether it's behind the bed, after the bed. If it's on the other side of the bed, you can say Shema, but if it's in front of the bed, you can't. But you can move for Amas Areva Kore and then read. Even if the house is 100 Amas, a massive house, you still need to move it. Before you say Shmei Shema or Shenichem Tachas Mitar, place them under the bed, because if it's under the bed, it's like it's in a different Rishos. Yibolahu. Hechi ka'amar Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Achar Hamita. That's the Bach Edzin. So what does he mean? He says Achar Hamita Kor Miyav. Then you can read right away. Lefnei Hamita Marchi Arba Amos. Before you have to move for Amos V'Kor. Or Dilma, or maybe what he meant is Hachi Kor. Achar Hamita Marchi Dal Amos V'Kor Lefnei V'Kor. And Lefnei Hamita Ein Kor Klal. But before the bed, you can't read it all. So if it's on the other side of the bed, you still have to be four Amos away. But here you can't read it all. Tashma Netanya Shimon Laza Omer Achar Hamita Kor Miyad. If it's on the other side of the bed, you can read it right away. Lefnei Hamita. But if it's in front of the bed with you, Marchi Arba Amos, then you have to move for Amos. Maybe Shimon Lila Omer Afilu Bais Me'a Amo Lo Yikra. And he said even 100 Amos you can't read. Achitzim Ashenichem Tachas Hamita. To get up, put on the bed. Bayan if shetolan. So our question is answered about what the positions are, but masnisa kashan ahadadi. But the Mishnah is indeed they're troubling to another. Epach basraisa. So let's switch around the second one to switch the opinions. Machaz depach basraisa. So this is why we switch around the opinions of Rishim Gamliel, right? Rishim Lazar, sorry, in the second one to the beginning. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, right? Epoch Kamaisa. Let's switch the first version. Because in other places we've learned that that is the position of Rav Shimon Elazar, that the whole house is always considered like four Amos. Rav Yosef, my name is Rav Huna. Rav Yosef said, it was asked Rav Huna, Mita Pachas Mishlosha Pshitali Dilik. The Kelavud Dummy, right? So in other words, if you're covering up this thing, if it's less than three, the bed, right? It's very close to the ground, so then it's considered like the thing is covered, like it's always covered. Shlosha, arba, chamisha, shisha, shiva, shmona, teisha, mahu. What happens for three or four or five, all the way up until nine? Abba the Yadani says, I'm not sure exactly what the measure is of saying something is covered because it's under a bed. Asara vade lomi boili. I mean, if it's 10, I have absolutely no doubt that that's considered as if it's not, there's no hefsek anymore, and it's not covered. Abaye shapir avdus delo iboy lecha kol asara. So Abaye said, you know, you did a good thing by not asking this. Kol asara reshus achritahi. Once it's 10, by not asking 10, you made a very intelligent thing, because 10 is considered a completely different reshus, and therefore it can't be considered like the lovet over there. Amrava hilchas apachas mishlosha kolavet dami. If it's less than 3, it's considered like it's covering it up. Asara reshus achritahi. If it's 10, it's reshus another reshus. Mishlosha asara. Hayin deboy mini Rav Yosef me Rav Huna velo pashatle. That is the question. Amrava lachar shimon lazar. Vechein amar Bali, Amr of Yaakov, Bara, Debas, Shmuel, Halacha of Shimon Elazar. So the halacha is like Shimon Elazar. Rav, Amr, ain't halacha of Shimon Elazar. He said that is not the halacha. Rav, Achai, Yasek Le'Rei, Berei, Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta. He was making a shidduch by Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta. Aile Lechopa, Lohem Estaya Milsa. So they had the wedding, but he couldn't finish. Sexually, he couldn't consummate the marriage. Also, Basri lit eunuch, so he went to look into it. Chazza Sefer Torah de Mancha. He saw that there was a Sefer Torah place there. Amar, right in the room. Amalu, who? Eko hashto lo asoy. So, Eko hashto lo asoy. Had I not come now, Sakint and Labri, you would have endangered my son. It's dangerous to mistreat a Torah like that. Tanya, by Sheish Sefer Torah tefillin, a home that has a Sefer Torah, or even tefillin in the home. Ashul Shamish Ba Samita, a person shouldn't have intercourse in that home. Achiotziim, until you take them out. Oh, yeah, Nichem Kli Beso Kli. Or you place them in one Kli, which is inside of another Kli. Rabbi Loshanu Elabaklisha Eno Kelyan. This is only true in a Kli, which is not its own Kli. Avaklisha Kelyan, Afilo Asar Mani, Kechad. Manadami. So the film bag doesn't help for this. It's got to be inside of another kli. Amarava glima akametra. Some clothing over a bookshelf is kikli besoch kli dummy. That is considered like one kli inside of another kli. That's considered two. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Sefer Torah tzarich lasla mechitza asar. A Sefer Torah requires a mechitza of 10. Mazutri kloy lebeir of Ashi chazi leduchte demar bar Ravashi demanach be Sefer Torah v'avad mechitza asar. He saw that in his place he had a mechitza of 10 for Sefer Torah. Come on, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, are you going like Amar Yeshua ben Levi? Amar Amar Yeshua ben Levi. He only said that to lesle beis achrin. If you don't have another home to put it in, mar ha'isle beis achrin. You have another place to put it in. You can keep it in the shul or something. You keep it another place. I'm really lava the toy. I didn't think of it. He says, I didn't realize, you know. Kama yachik mehenu minatzoa arba amos. How far do you have to stay from the mitzoa for amos? Amar Rava, Amar Rav, Amar Huna. They said, lo shanu, ela la'achorev. That is only behind. Avo lefan of marchik melo enev. But if it's in front of you, you have to stay away from as far as you can see. V'chein latvila same for shmonesha eni. Wait a minute. Amar Rav, Amar Papa, Amar Vechista. Omeid adam kineged beis akisim misbalwis. You can face the bathroom when you're praying. Hachamai haskin beis akisim shein botsoa. That's talking about a bathroom that doesn't have tzoa. Any v'amar of Yosef bar Chanina, beis akisim shomu af b'shein botsoa. When it's a beis akisim, it doesn't matter if at the moment there's no feces in it. Beis hamerchatz af b'shein bo'adam. And a beis hamerchatz, even if there's no naked people in it at the time. El hachamai haskin b'chadate. We're talking about a brand new beis akisim. It's never been used. And this is what Ravina was asking when he said, if you establish a place as a beis akisim, mahu, yesh zimun or ain zimun. Does the fact that you said this is going to be a place where people go to the bathroom, does it make it so? Oh, ain zimun. So Ravina was asking about that for praying inside of it. But he was never asking that about facing it. Amarava, Hani Bate Kisai de Parsai, Persian bathhouses. Afagav de Isbahutsoa, Kistumin Dummy. They had some sort of waste, you know, it was on some sort of an angle or whatever it was, and it was closer to our kind of bathrooms, where you weren't present with the waste at the moment, even though it has feces. They're like, it's like you've already dug something and covered it up in a landfill. It says the Mishnah, Zav Shira Akeri, Vinida Shapalta Shikhva Zera, a Zav who then afterwards saw Keri, so he was already a Zav when he saw Keri, or a Nida, who was already a Nida, and then she's Palta Shikhva Zera, Vamashameshes, or Shiras Anida, or a woman who was having intercourse and then became a Nida at that time. Tzricha Tfila, she requires Tfila for Tfilas Ezra. Rabbi Yehuda Potter, Rabbi Yehuda says she doesn't. Ibailahu, Balkari Shira Ziva, Rabbi Yehuda Mahu, Kipat Rabbi Yehuda Hassan, Bezav Shira Keri. What happens if a Balkari has Ziva, the other order? He was first a Balkari, and then he had some other leak called Ziva. So do we say that Rehuda was halted because Zav Shura carried to Mikar Lab Bar Tefillah? What happened is a Zav going to the mikvah doesn't help him for anything. He has to wait to the proper way of Balkari. So therefore we would say that a person who's a Balkari after being a Zav, so we don't establish that he has to do anything special because he was already more tummy than a Balkari Shara Ziva. But if the Balkari precedes the Ziva, the Mikar Bat Vilahu Mikhaev, so then does he still have to go to the mikvah for his carry? Or maybe it's not different. Tashma Shemesh Rose Nida. A woman who is Mishamish and then she saw Nida, Tzvicha Tfila. So then she needs to be Yehuda Poter. Yehuda says she doesn't. That's the same thing. It's the other order, right? Where the carry came first. That's Mishameshes. And then Rasa Nida. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda would even potter you if you have two tumas at once. But the more serious tuma says, won't go away with the tefila, then there's no point of the tefila at that time. Tani Rechia Behedja. Rechia said explicitly, "Balkeri shiraziva tzarich tefila." Yehuda Potter. So he Taka had that as a brisa. You didn't have to imply it; it was explicit by him in a teaching from the Talmud. Hadron Alach Misha Meisu. Tefila shachar chatzos. Shachris is done until chatzos. Yehuda Amar Dalit Shos. Only 4 hours you have for it. Tefila samincha ada erev. Yehuda Amar plaga mincha. You have for right. Tefila plaga mincha. We'll find it. Rashi will find exactly what he means by saying plaga mincha. Tefila erev lo keva. Marav doesn't have an established time. V'shal musafim kol hayom, and musaf is the whole day long. V'raminu mitzvasim and etzachama. Mitzvah is with sunrise to daven shachris, kedesh yismach gula tefila, so that your geula should be right next to tefila. That's Shemaan Shemaneshe at sunrise. V'nimtzim espala b'yom, and there, but you need to be daven Shemaneshe in the daytime, so you got to do it right then. Kitan yilu vasikin, that is only for the vasikin. The amr of Yochanan vasikin hayugomer osim hanetzacham, they would finish Shema with sunrise, so they should daven Shemaneshe immediately after that. V'kuli ad chatzos sulo, does everybody say you have it till chatzos, but nothing more? V'amr Rav Mari b'reidu Rav. If you didn't daven marv, you daven two shachrises. Shachris and mincha shtayim. If you didn't do shachris, you could still do that at mincha time. So kuli yama matzli ve'azil ad chatzos. You can really daven the whole day. You can do shachris the whole day. Until chatzos, you get schar tefila bizmana. You get schar tefila in its time. Mikan ve'elach schar tefila yovlei, schar tefila bizmana lo yovlei. You only get schar tefila and not schar tefila bizmana. And also it has to be done in the specific way that we described, where you go to the, where you go and daven the two Shemana Esrei and so forth. Iboy lehu tovel espalo mincha. First man mistaken did not daven mincha, ma'ushi espal arvis beis. What is the halacha about davening two marivs? So in Tim's law, Tovel Espal Arvis, Mispal Shachris Beis. Let's see, we say maybe the only reason you can daven two Shachris is Mishum Dechad Yomahu, because it's the same day. It's very, very voker. Yom Echad, days are defined by night and then day. Aval Hacha Tfila B'Makam Karban Hi. But here we know that Tfila is in place of a carbon. Kivin to Avar Yom Abatul Karbano. Odoma. Kivin to Salusa Rachmei, who call him Mr. Boy Mitzali. Or maybe since Tfila is considered Rachamei, it's some, you know, beseeching God for mercy. So whenever you want to daven, you could. Tashma, Dar Vahuna Bar Yehuda, Amar Yitzchak, Amar Yochanan, Tovel Espal Mincha, Espal Arvis Beis. Eim Zeh Mishum, Avar Yom Batal Karbon. You don't have to worry about this idea of when the day is over, the Karbon is Batal Nesvei. We know that a crooked thing that cannot be fixed and a loss that cannot be measured is Me'ubas Lo Yichal Liskon Zeh Shemitel Kriyash Mashal Shachris, V'Kriyash Shema Shal Arvis, or Tefila Shal Arvis, or Tefila Shal Shachris. It's a person who missed Krishma or Tefila. It's gone. It can't be fixed. That's when his friends went to do a mitzvah. He didn't join them. Amar Yitzchak, Amar Yochanan, how come I askinan? Yitzchak said, "Name Yochanan." What are we talking about here? Shabbat al b'mezid. When it's lost, is if you deliberately didn't daven, then you cannot do a tashlumen. Amar Ashi, dekanami dekatani batal velo katani ta'a. There's a careful, but you can, a careful reading lets you know this. Shmami knows that it says batal. And it doesn't say ta'a. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Tovel Espal Mincha. Person made a mistake and didn't daven Mincha be'erv Shabbos. Mispal below Shabbos Shtayim. Then he davens two Friday night davenings. Tovel Espal Mincha be'Shabbos. Mispal below Tzoy Shabbos Shtayim. If the person missed Mincha on Shabbos, he has to do two Marims. Shal Chol. And both of them are weekday maris. Mavdo b'rishoni, he says havdala in the first one. The eno mavdo b'shniya, but the second one is the makeup for mincha. He doesn't say havdala then. And hilo b'shniya v'lo hilo b'rishoni. If he says havdala in the second one and not the first one, shniya also lo rishona lo also. The second one worked for him, and the first one doesn't, because he shows that he was doing them backwards. That he was right, and therefore the second one works as his marav, and the first one doesn't work for anything. Wait a minute. If you didn't, are you saying that a person didn't do Abdullah in the first one? It's like not davening. We send a person back from any. And we know. Here's the rules about skipping things. If you skipped Mashiv Aruach, V'she'ela Birchas Hashanah, V'seim Talamadr, Machzirin, as we send you back. Havdala B'chonar Das, Ein Machzirin, we never send you back for missing Atachon Antani Shachal or Malakos, because you have the opportunity later, or even before, to say it Al HaKos. So since it's something that you have another place that you're supposed to say it, we don't send you back if you missed it. Kasha, it's going to say, good Kasha. Itmar Avyasi B'chanina Amar, Tfilas Avos Tiknum. The Avos established the tefillos. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Amar tefillos connected to me and tikkun. They're connected to the korbanos. Tana kavaseid Rabbi Yosi Berchanina. Tana kavaseid Rabbi Shimon Levi. We have brises that support both of those positions. Tana kavaseid Rabbi Yosi Berchanina. Avram tikkun tefillos shachris. Avram established shachris. Never yachkim. Avram woke up on the mokam shamat sham. Avram got up in the morning and went to the place that he had stood before. In amida el tefila. Amida means tefillos. Never yamud Pinchas v'yifalel. Pinchas got up and davened. So the word amida is used with tefila. Yitzchak tikkun tefillos mincha. Yitzchak established mincha. Never yetsi Yitzchak asuch v'sader lifnos erev. Yitzchak went out to the field as evening came. The word siach relates to tefillah. Yaakov tikkun tefillos arvus. Yaakov established ma'ariv. Shenemar yifka makom v'yalon sham. He got right by yifka in pegia el tefillah. Shenemar va'ata al tispalal ba'ad ha'amazev al tisa ba'ad amrina u'tefillah ve'al tifga bi. So the word tefillah is used with the word pegia. Tanya kavasei d'rishu ben le'mneina omru tefillah shachar chatzos. Now the other position to describe the korbanos. Why do we say shachris until chatzos? Shari tamid shal shachar kari v'holechad chatzos. Because the morning tamid could be brought until chatzos. You don't have abashos, only 4 hours. Shari tamid shachar kari v'holechad abashos. Because his position about the korban tamid was that it could only go 4 hours. 4 hours. Why do we say mincha goes until the evening? Shari tamid shal ben arbaim kari v'holechad arif. Because the tamid shal ben arbaim goes to the evening. You don't have plag mincha. Shari tamid shal ben arbaim kari v'holechad plag mincha. Because he has a different position about korbanos. Why did they say that evening prayer has no established time? Shavuot and Tavshin l'stachlumim, but erev kravim veholchin kol halayla, they can be brought, the evarim v'dam, these body parts that need to burn in the night, they have the whole night. There's no specific time in the night that when they must be done. Why do we say that the musafim is the whole day long? Sherei karbon musafim karv kol yom, we don't match sheva shos. Sherei karbon musaf karv holechat sheva shos. Same thing. All of their positions about when you bring these karbanos depends upon when you make these tefillos, depends upon when you bring the korbanos. What is the definition of mincha gedola? From 6.5 hours into the day and on. What is mincha katana? From 9.5 hours into the day and on. When you divide from mincha gedola until the end in half, that's how you get plaga mincha. Which half does he mean? The first half or the second half? So we have a brace that says he means the second half. The he yud aleph shows chaser revia. Name it tevet you have to do Rabbi Yosi b'chanina. Amr the Rabbi Yosi b'chanina. La'olam em lechat filas avos tiknu. He says, look, even right. Doesn't this disprove the idea that the avos were masakin them, right? Because you see clearly it relates to the karbanos. So he's saying, no. Everyone, he says, listen, I'll say the avos were masakin them. Vasmichinu rabbanan karbanos. But the rabbanan said to do what the avos said to do around the schedule of korbanos. I mean, if we say Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov established the three tefillos, who did musaf? Right? Who could that be? And the tefillos avos tiknum, it must be that the avos established the avos korbanos. But then, of course, the rabbanan established the tefillos that the avos did to be related to the korbanos. You would have shows. This is you have until 4 hours. Does he mean including the fourth hour until the beginning of the fourth hour? Or maybe he means ad, but not including the fourth hour. Tashma, we don't plaga mincha. So let's look at what he said when he said until plaga mincha. Yamat bishlama ad the lo ad bichla means until plaga mincha. So hainu to ikabein rebihud lo bottom. That's the difference, because otherwise, if he means the second half, he's going all the way until the end, right? So clearly he means ad v'lo ad bichlal. But if he's saying two plaga mincha and including plaga mincha, the second half of plaga mincha, so Rabbi Huda Hainu Rabbanan, then they're saying the same thing, because plaga mincha, the second half of that thing ends at nighttime. Ela mai ad v'lo ad bichlal. So what do we mean when we say ad v'lo ad bichlal? It's got to be that. Emma Sefer Shom Musafin Kol Yom. But then the Sefer says Musaf goes the entire day. We know Ad Sheva Shos until 7 hours. The Tanya Halef Anar Shteit Tefilas Achashom Musaf Achashom Mincha. The person had Musaf and had Mincha until the 7th hour, right? First you daven mincha, then you say musaf. Shazut tadir v'zu ena tadir. This is more regular, so you should do tadir v'shen tadir. Says mincha on Shabbos. The person didn't daven musaf yet. He should daven first mincha and then musaf. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar mispal shal musaf achas shemincha. Rabbi Yehuda says no, daven musaf first and then mincha. Shazut averes zu ena averes, because mincha because musaf ends Shazu overes, shazu inoveres musaf ends before mincha. Yem bishlama ad v'ad bichlal. If you say that we say ad v'ad bichlal, hadu mishkanches l'shtei tefilas ba'adidus, you can have musaf and mincha at the same time, because he holds that musaf is only till the seventh hour, right? But if you say el yemen ad v'lo ad bichlal, if you say he holds until before the seventh hour, so then that's before the time you're allowed to daven mincha. It's only half an hour later mincha is allowed to be davened according to him. Given to us, shall mincha, by the time mincha comes, azlot summer safin, musaf is already gone. Elamai ad ve'ad bichlal. So clearly, when he says the word ad, he means up to and including. Kasha resha. So we have a kasha on the resha. My ikam bein Rabbi Yehuda l'rabbanan. But then we have a problem. Then what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? So we say, Misaris the high plaga mincha plaga chrona kamar. We don't mean it's the second half of the mincha, right? Plag rishona kamar, right? It means the first half kamar. Emas nafik plag rishona va'ayil plag achrona. When he says plaga mincha, he means when plag, right? When the first mincha is leaving and the second mincha is coming. Michinafki yiraf shoros chaser revia, and that's at 11 hours minus 15 minus a quarter hour. Amar Nachman af ananami tzinin Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava heid chamisha dvarim. We also learned the following: Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava testified five things. Shememaan in esa katana, that there are situations when we encourage a katana to do miyun, because maybe miyun is that she had a derabanan dika marriage, so she can always walk out of it, because she was married off by her mother and sisters when she was young. Her father died, married off, and so to miman the katana, you would tell her, listen, there's a yibum situation that you're messing up by staying married to your husband, so we teach her to be mima'in, so that there aren't more complicated issues. You can remarry a woman with one aid who said her husband died. There was once a chicken that started pecking at a baby's head in a very soft place and killed the baby, and they put the chicken to death, just like you put to death a shore. Okay, Val Yayin ben Arbam Yom Shitnazakam Mizbech, that wine that's only 40 days from breast is no longer considered Yayin Megito. It's considered wine, even though it's, you know, not very old, and it can be poured on the Mizbech, because on the Mizbech you need intoxicating things, and so after 40 days it's ready at the level where it can be called that it intoxicates. Well, tamid shel shachar shekarev be'arba sha'os, and on the tamid shel shachar that it's brought at 4 hours, shmamina adva bichlal, shmamina, you see, that it can be brought at the fourth hour. Amar kan halach Rabbi Yehuda, all of it bechirta kavasei, the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, because it was taught in bechirta. Bechirta is meseches eduyos, which is a choice mesechta. It was very carefully done. We'll find out more about meseches eduyos in this week's daf. Well, tamid shel shachar shekariv ba'arba sha'os, the tamid shel shachar is brought at 4 hours. Who is this Tana? It says in the Mishnah, the Chama Shemesh Venomas, the sun would get hot and it would melt the mun. The Arba Shos, that was at 4 hours. Atom Arba Shos, in El Mishesh Shos. I mean, where'd you get that from? That's at 4 hours. Because you Omer Kechom Hayom, when it says in the Torah, Kechom in the heat of the day, Hareshesh Shos. We already know what 6 hours is. Homani mekayim v'chama shemesh. The sun is starting to get hot. The namas, and it melts the things. But arba shos, that's talking about 4 hours. Mino money. Whose opinion is this? Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbanan. Ir Rabbi Yehuda arba shos nami tzafru. According to Rabbi Yehuda, until 4 hours is still considered morning. Ir Rabbanan chatzos nami tzafru. Even until chatzos is considered the morning. Iba same Rehuda, Iba same Rabbanan. You could learn it either way. Iba same Rabbanan, Amar ko baboker, baboker, chokei l'shnei bekarim. The morning has two sections. Baboker, baboker. Iba same Rehuda, hai boker, yaseir l'haktim lo sha'achas. This boker is extra to be makdim an hour. Dekuli alma, right, to go an hour earlier. Dekuli alma miyav v'chama shem v'shonomas d'arba shos. But everyone would agree, my mashma. How do you explain that? Amar Rav, right? How would you explain that pasuk? Amar Rav, Rav, Amar Rav. The Chama Shem Shalom is Ezu Shasha Shacham, Shasha Shem Shacham, Vatzel Tzoni. Oh, Rav Shalos. At what point is the sun hot, but the shade is still cold? Is still cool? That is 4 hours into the day. Tfilas Amincha Ada Erev. Amar the Rechista the Yitzchak. Hasam Amar Rav Kahana Halacha Grib Yehuda. Hol Vitnam Bechirta Kavasei Hacha Mai. Over there we said that that's the halacha, but what do we say here about Tfilas Amincha Ada Erev? He didn't say anything. Since Rav would daven on Friday afternoon, right? My Rav of Shabbos, me ba'od yom, Shramei l'hach Rav Yehuda, you see, hold it, Rav Yehuda, that after plaga mincha is the end of the time. Other Rabba, me Rav Yehuda, Rabbanan lo av mitzal adurta, since they wouldn't daven until night, shmamina ein alach Rabbi Yehuda. We see from here the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Hashlo itmei hilchos alo kemar velo kemar. Now that the halacha was not established, neither like this one, neither like that one. Da'avid kemar, da'avid, da'avid kemar, da'avid. You can go either way. and follow either opinion. Ravi Klolibe Geneva Vitzoli Shal Shabbos Rav Shabbos. Rav arrived at Geneva's house and prayed Friday afternoon davening, Friday night davening on Friday afternoon. Muhammad Saleh, and he was davening Shal Esther of Yirmiyah Bar Abba La'achor. He was davening behind him. The Rav Vesiim. The Rav Lo Paski Letzaluse De Rav Yirmiyah Shmami Natzlas. So we see, and he wouldn't interrupt the davening of Rav Yirmiyah. So we see three things. Shmami Namispal Adam Shal Shabbos Rav Shabbos. You see, you can daven. Right when it's on Friday night early, Shmamina Mispal Talmud Achori Rabbi. You see, a Talmud can daven behind his Rebbe. Shmamina also Laver Kenegan Mispalin that you can't move around in front of other people who are davening. Masele Rav Shuben Levi, Amr Shuben Levi. Also Laver Kenegan Mispalin that you can't pass around people who are davening Shmona Esrei. Any Rav Ami Rav Asi Chalfi Rav Ami Rav Asi Chutz La Arba Amos Udechalfi. If it's outside Arba Amos, that's why they were able to do it. Rav Yirmiyah Haki Heki Avid. Rav Yirmiyah, how did he do this? Avid Haki Vahamer of Yehuda. Amar Rav La Olam Al Yispal Al Adam Lo Keneged Rav La Chaber. You shouldn't daven next to your Rebbe, Rashi says, or behind the Tanya. Rebbe Lazar Amar Havispal Al Choy Rav Venos and Shalom the Rabbi. A person who stands behind, who davens behind his Rebbe, or who gives Shalom Aleichem to his Rebbe. It means in the same way that he would greet anyone else. There's nothing special about it. The Maxer Shalom the Rabbi. A person again who casually responds Shalom to his. Or a person who maybe opens a competing yeshiva to his rabbi or whatever, right? Without permission, or he says over things that he never heard such a masorah from his rabbi. He causes the shechina to leave the Jewish people. This is very, very bad for the whole Jewish people. The Talmud Chaver. Remember, Abba is a little different than a regular Talmud. He's called the Talmud Chaver. Though he was a student, he was also a colleague. And behind you, the Amrlei Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba LeRav Mi Badlis Amrlei in Badilna VeLomar Mi Badl Mar. So he said to him, you know, he asked him a question, and when he responded to him, he didn't call him Mar, he didn't call him Sir, Master. Mi Badl Vamar Rav Am Pam Achaz Ispal Rav Shal Shabbos Rav Shabbos Nichnas LeMechatz VeYatzav VeShanalon Pirkin VeDayin Lo Chashcha. So one time, so they were talking about, did you finish doing Malacha, right? Did you finish doing Malacha? Right, so he said, "Wait a minute. What's this business about doing malacha?" One time, Rav, right, he davened on Erev Shabbos, and then he went to the bathhouse, right, and he went out and he taught, and it still was not the evening. So he had davened first, and then gone and done malacha. Amarava, ahu nechas lazin. He hadn't gone in to do malacha and bathe. He had only gone in to sweat. The kodem gezera havens. Before there was a gezera that a person shouldn't do that on Shabbos. For not sweating. Any v'ha abai sharle the Rav dimi bar levoy lechabruye. Sali, Abaye permitted Rav Dimi bar Abaye lechavruy Sali laashin osan begafris laachas shesbal shel Shabbos erev Shabbos. He permitted him to do something for these baskets, whatever it was. But it was malach. It required using smoke, right, to treat them. Hahu ta'usa havi. That was a mistake. Ta'usa mihadra, because they didn't really have clocks, so it would get dark. They thought it was dark, and then it turned out it was just overcast. And so if you accepted Shabbos early because of that, ta'usa, right. Well, it was a mistake. So the Gemara says, "Wait a minute! If there was a mistake, did you go back?" Amar Avidan, Pa'am Achas. There was a time. Niskashu Shemayim, but it got really, really dark because around Lomar Chashechu, everyone thought it was nighttime. Nichzul Beis Haknesses V'Ispalu Shematzei Shabbos Shabbos. They daven Mariv on Matzei Shabbos V'Nispazu Ha'avim, and then suddenly Shabbos is over. Oh, whoa! The day came back. V'Zar Chacham, and the sun shone. The Vavu Sholus Rebbe V'Amar Hov V'Ispalu V'Ispalu. So he said, once you've davened already, that's enough. You don't have to daven again. Shani Tibur Lomar Tuchinlu. We say, with the community davened already, we're not matriach them to go back and daven again. Obviously, they couldn't do Malacha Matzei Shabbos then, right? As soon as they knew that it was still Shabbos. They couldn't do malacha, but they didn't have to daven again. But that's only for a tzibur. For a yachid, we would tell the person to go back. You, the same way that you could daven Friday night early, you can daven Shabbos Mayriv early as well. Just like during the week. So a person can daven that early. He would say Kiddush on a cup after that? Oh, ain't no Omer Kiddush HaKos, or would he not? Tashma da Omer Benachman Omer Shmuel. Mispal on Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. The person davens Shabbos davening on Erev Shabbos, Ramar Kedusha al Hakos, and can say Kiddush early. Rabbi Yoshaya, Rabbi Yoshia, Metzali Shal Matzi Shabbos b'Shabbos. He would daven Matzi Shabbos on Shabbos on Avdala al Hakos. I know Avdala al Hakos. Can you make Avdala early on Shabbos when it's still Shabbos? He was daven Ma'ariv. Can you make Avdala Tishmadu? You don't have Shmuel. Matzi Shabbos b'Shabbos. Avdala al Hakos. You could talk and say Avdala. You just couldn't do the Eish. And this is Takad Alacha. You could really do this. Amar Zeh, Amar Vasi, Amar Velazar, Amar Chanina, Amar Rav, Bitzad Amud Zeh. It was by this pillar. His father, Rishmal, Rabbi Yossi, Shal Shabbos, Rabbi Shabbos. He davened Shabbos, davening on Friday, By this, Amr ki asu ulun rulu came Amr b'tzad tamar habe. First of all, it wasn't near a pillar; it was near a tamar. Below b'tzad. It wasn't near a pillar. The lower Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, he have it. Wasn't Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Elul Rabbi Lazar Yossi. It was a different one of the sons of Rabbi Yossi. The lower Shal Shabbos, Rabbi Shabbos. It wasn't Shal Shabbos, Rabbi Shabbos have it. El Shal Matzoi Shabbos, Rabbi Shabbos have it. It was on Matzi Shabbos, and he was diving the Shabbos thing. So it's just a completely different story. Tefilas Ha'erev Ein La Keva. Tefilas Ha'erev has no established time. Man Ein La Keva. My Ein La Keva. What does that mean? Ilemad Iboy Mitzali Kuli Leilaya. If you mean that you're allowed to daven the whole night, listening to Yosef Erev Kolai, just say you have the whole night. My Ein La Keva, what does it mean? Maybe this is saying like the opinion that Mariv is optional. Rabbi said, Halacha, Gedivre Omer Shus. Rabbi said, Halacha is like the one who says Mariv is a Rishus. There was a story with a student came before Yeshua. Is Arvis a Rishus or an obligation? He said it's a Rishus. This is not Nick, right? Says what Yeshua said. Wait until the shield carriers come on in. These are the warriors. The Talmidei Chacham in the base of Midrash. When they did come in, Amad Hashoel Vishal Tfilas Arvis Rishus Achov. He said, "Is the Rishus Achov? The Gamliel Achov? I'm the Gamliel Achacham. Klum Yesh Adam Shecholik B'Dover Zeh. Does anyone disagree? I'm the Rishu Alav. Rishu said, "Nope." I'm relieved. Hello, Mishimcha. I'm relieved, but they told me that you hold it to Rishus. I'm Yeshua. I'm Mala Raglecha. Joshua, get up on your feet, the Yidubucha, and let people testify about you having said differently than me. I'm Rishua Ragadamar. Yeshua got up on his feet and said, Il Mole Ani Chai Vahumes. If I was alive and he was dead, wishful thinking, Yachalachai Lachish Hames, and I could deny him and say I never said it. Achish Ani Chai Vahuchai, but I'm alive and he's alive. Hey, Yachalachai Lachish Hachai. He's basically saying I would have lied about this to avoid Machlokas. Because you'll see what's going to happen when he told the truth. Yeshua was never given permission to sit back down. Well, Gamaliel was speaking. Until the nation really got upset, the people there got upset and sent the chutzpahs who was speaking over the drasha. Amod, pause. And so he paused. How long are you going to torture Rabbi Yehoshua? Last year, Rosh Hashanah, he did this with Bechoros and the Meister of Tzadok Tzirei and the story with Tzadok Hakanami Tzirei. So here also he's bothering him. Tovin Avre, we had enough of this. Let's depose Rabban Gamliel. Man Lukim, who are we going to establish? Nukle Yeshua, we can't put Yeshua in his position. Bal Maisahu, he was the one that he disagreed with. So that's really disrespectful. Nukle the Rekiva, and it perpetuates Machlokas, right? And Nukle the Rekiva, he established Rekiva, Duma Anish. Lay the less maybe he'll get punished because Rabbi Gamliel will feel bad, and Rabbi Kiva doesn't have the schos avos to protect him because his father. Rambam says his father was a ger. His father Yosef was a ger tzedekah. It's a Rambam in the Hank Tamar Pirshim Mishnah. His father. The Gemara just says he in places that he's min mishmachas gerim, but his father was according to the Rambam. Al nukmele Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria. Let's establish Rabbi Azaria. Du chacham, who usher. He's strong. He's wise and he's wealthy. Who asiri le Ezra, and he's the 10th generation from Ezra. If you ask him questions, he can answer them. Hu Ashir, he's wealthy. The Isle Lifaluche Levekesov, we have to send a tribute to the Caesar. Afu Adulupalach, he can pay for us. Vihu Asiri Le Ezra, and he's the 10th Ezra, and no one's gonna be able to punish him with their evil eyes or whatever spiritual things they can call in. Do you want to be the Reish Masifta? Let me go talk to my family. He went and only spoke to his wife. So he said family, but he spoke to his wife. Some say because the ona, the regular sexual encounters between husband and wife depend on your job. And so taking the job of a nasi, it's less frequent than it would have been when he wasn't the nasi, because you have all these responsibilities on whatever this pigeon is going to be giving the drashas, right? He's going to be, they called him Reish Masifta. So therefore he had to ask his wife's permission. In order to be allowed to do this, because she would have to be mocha. Amalei Dilma Daf Chavches Dilma Me'avrin Loch. So she said to him, "Well, what about the fact that they might depose you? I mean, it's a target on your back. I mean, people are always after the head in the sifter position." Amalei Shabbashin Yamachad Da Bekas Demokra. It would be better to use that special glass. You know, even for a day. Ulamachar Litva. Eventually, everything breaks. So one day, the next day, it'll break. But at least you got to use it for a day. Right? Amrele, less lach chiyurta. So she was asking this question, but she was satisfied with the answer. She says, but you don't have any white in your beard. That's a problem. Ahu yoma, bar tapne, srei, shani, Hava. That day he was 18. It was his 18th birthday. Vashem say that day. Israchish le Nisa ve'ahajle tam nisrei dari chiyurta. He wound up with 18 rows, or you know, 18 strands of white in his beard. That's what I said. Harei kiven shim shana, like a 7-year-old man. He didn't say harei ani ben shim shana, because he wasn't. He just looked really old all of a sudden. Tana Osa Yom Sakula Shomer HaPesach. That day they fired the guard at the door. They said, anybody who wants can come into the basement. Would say, anybody who's inside is not like his outside can't come into the basement. So what do they have a guard for? I mean, if the inside's not like the outside, no guard can figure that out. So the Mepharshim say that he had a guard because if your inside was like your outside, you'd outwit the guard and you'd get in. That's the Vart. Yeah, I mean, the guard didn't know. Having a guard there meant you'd have to sneak in, you'd have to finagle, you'd have to find some way, and that showed that your inside was as sincere as your outside. Nice shot, right? Because otherwise, what on earth does it mean? Like a ruach, a Kabbalist out there, you know, guard. What's the gematria of your name? Okay, you can come in. Many benches were added to the learning that day. Lots of people came. There's disagreement. 400 or 700 benches. It was very frustrated by this. Maybe in my rigor for quality, right, I lowered the quantity of Torah learning in Yisrael massively. They showed him in a dream. They showed him these white chatzvei, these white jars or whatever that were filled with soot, so that what's inside isn't really like what it looks like on the outside. The lohi, but what they showed him in the dream is not right. Hahili suve date hu de achazu le. That was only to comfort Rabban Gamliel. So, but really, it's not a good lesson. We shouldn't learn from that, and we should let people into yeshivas and base medishes and stuff. Tanya, Adios Bobi Yom Nishas. Meseches Adios was taught on that day. Everyone got up and gave their testimonies. The Kalheka Damrina Bobi Yom. Anytime it says on that special day, this was taught. Hahu Yoma. That was that day that they fired the guy. There was no halacha that people were confused about up until that point. It didn't get started on that day. Even Gamliel, after all this, couldn't keep himself away from the Beis Medrash. Not even for a moment. On that day, Yehuda, the convert from Ammon, came before the Beis Medrash. What's the rule for me marrying a Jew? Can I marry a regular Jew? I'm there, Gamliel. Asur, and that says no. Asur at love b'kahal. I'm Yeshua Mutter, you could. At love b'kahal. I'm like, I'm look, fine, never. Lo yav amoni v'amoni v'amoni b'kahal Hashem. It says, amoni v'amoni, he's not allowed to marry in to the main community of Hashem. He can only marry a mamzer, a sin, or something else. I'm like, Yeshua, v'chi amon mo b'kahal v'ni Yashin. Are Amon and Moav back where they started? For Allah Sancheiv. Sancheiv came up, the king of Ashur, king of Assyria. U'bil b'kahal v'amos. He spread around all the nations. Sancheiv had this awareness that people are attached to land. And so he would take indigenous populations and move the whole population to another country because they're not going to rebel against him. People care about their own homeland. They don't care about the other homeland. And so that was his position. So now that someone comes from Ammon, right? And we know that that's not where Ammon used to be. So you can assume he comes from the majority of the nations, not Ammon or Moab. And therefore, there's no longer Avad Zichron. They're gone. We don't know who they are. It says, but afterwards I'll bring back the people of Ammon to their country. No, Hashem promises Hashem. Kvar Shavu, so they must be back. It also says I'm going to bring the Jews back. Are they back? At that moment, they permitted him to come b'kahal Hashem to marry. Now that this is the case, let me go and make up the Yeshua. The Ashisa Devese de Meshachron. He saw that, you know, his house was in disrepair, essentially. The walls of his house were black. It looks like you are some kind of a blacksmith. Why is your house so black? I'm like, so woe to a generation that has to put up with you as their leader. You're so wealthy, you don't know how difficult Tami the Chamim have it. But Mahim is Barnasim, Mahim is Zonim, you don't know how they're surviving, how are they eating. I see that I really hurt you. Macholi, please forgive me. Lo Ashkech Behi, ignored him. Talk to the hand. Right? So, Lo Ashkech, now she ignored him. Asebishul Kvod Abba, he says, please, for the sake of Abba's honor, please forgive me. Peace. So he was appeased. Amar Man Nezel. Who's going to go tell the Rabbanan that we made up? So there was a Kovis who was there, a washerman. He said, I'll go. So they sent Rabbi Shua to the Beis Medrash, and they said like this: one who wore the cloak, you know, should wear the cloak. The person who never wore the cloak should tell the person who did wear the cloak that he should drop his cloak. So the person who's used to being a Nasi should be the Nasi. And then I'll be shaved. He said, well, then I'll wear it. I'm the Rekiva, the Rabbanan. Troke. Wait, did I skip a line? No. Okay. I'm the Rekiva, the Rabbanan. Troke ugali, delolese, avde, jeremgalio, vilitsaru, the Rabbanan. So they're basically saying, no, we're not going to let this happen. So lock the gates so that the minions of Rabbanan won't come and bother the Rabbanan. I'm Yeshua, mutav, the ekum, the ezel, I'm not the Gabayu. So Yeshua says, better that I should go before him. Also, Tarfa, we came and knocked on the door. I'm like, Maza ben Maza Yaza, Vishaino, Lo Maza, Velo ben Maza, Yerma, the Maza ben Maza, Meimecha, Meimarava, Efricha, Efer, Makla. So he says, you know, a person who sprinkled, a Kohen, who's the son of a Kohen, should sprinkle the Par Aduma water. And the person who's not a Maza, nor the son of a Maza, should tell a person who is a Maza ben Maza that your water is no good and your Efer is no good. I'm like, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua, Nispayasta, klum asinu ele b'shvil kvodcha. He says, listen, if you've forgiven, right? We only did this for your own covet. Lemachar aniva atanashkin lepiskel. Tomorrow we'll go to his house. Amar hiki navid. What are we going to do? Na'avre, we can't take away Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's thing. Gemiri malin b'kodesh emar reading. You can put someone up in kodesh, but you don't lower them. Nidush marchada shabata. Marchada shabata, if you switch it over one and one, asu l'knuye. Elo lidush magaliel plus, elo magaliel do three shabati. Elazar ben Azariah chad. Shabbata. So they'll give the drushes three and one. That's why when you sometimes have this expression, whose Shabbos was it? It was Elizabeth Zariah's Shabbos. That's what it means. And that student who was involved in this thing was Rishim Bar Yochai. Okay, Visham Musaf in Kol Hayom. Amar Yochanan Vinikra Posheya. The person is called a Posheya if he pushes off Musaf like that. A person who has before him two tefillos, one of mincha and one of musaf. First he davens mincha, and then afterwards musaf. Because this one's tadir and the other one is not tadir. Because according to him, it's a mitzvah overes. It's coming, right? It's leaving. The opportunity for it is leaving sooner. The halach is first daven mincha, vacham mispal shal musaf. From Zera, kiyav cholish megir say when Reb Zera was feeling very weak from his learning, have a asal v'yasav apisla de Reb Nosson Bar Tovi. He would go and sit by the door of Reb Nosson Bar Tovi. Amar kichalfi rabbanon as ekum mikamayu v'akabal agar. I can't learn right now, but at least when the rabbanon walk by, I can stand up and down and get credit. Nafak asar nusmar tiyomi amali mar man amar halacha be midrasha. So he said, who said halacha today? Amar lehachi amar Rav Yochanan. Ein halacha Rav Yehuda. Dam mispalo adam shul musaf. Nach mispalo shem mincha. The halacha is not like Rav Yehuda who says musaf comes first. Amar Rav Yochanan. Amar le. In. Tanamine arba zimnan. So he learned it from 40 times. Amar le chada hi lecha of chadus hi lecha. Is this because it's the one thing that you know? That you don't know anything else from Rav Yochanan, and that's why you love it so much, and you keep learning it over and over again? Or is it because it's a chiddush to you? It's a big chiddush. I'm in the chadasi, it's a chiddush to me, it's new to me. I'm mishum de misapkele Rav Yehuda ben Levi, because I was unsure of Rav Yehuda ben Levi. Maybe he was the one who said it. Okay. I'm Rav Yehuda ben Levi, kolam espalel tefila shel musaf in la'acha sheva shaos. Rav Yehuda ben Levi said, any person who davens musaf after 7 hours, Rav Yehuda, when you read all of the cuts of Omer, Nugate me moed, asafti mimcha. Nugate me moed, asafti mimech. So, hi mashma, the hi noge lishan de tavrahu. Where do you know that the word nuge means broken? Because it says brokenness, tavra, is the way Rabbi Yosef translated the word nuge. Okay. Amr lezer kolim spal tefila shal shachris. A person who davens the tefila of shachris la'achar arba shos, maybe Yehuda olav akasim omer, nugim moed asafti mimech. My mashma de hai nuge lishna ditzaira. From where do we know that nuge can also be a language of pain? Dechsev, dolfa nachshi mituga, You know, my soul is experiencing tuga, which means pain. The besulos were in pain, and it's bitter for her. Rav Evi got was weak, couldn't come to the drasha of Yosef. He wanted to make Yosef feel better. So he said, why didn't you come, Reb Evia? I was too weak and I couldn't manage to do it. Why didn't you eat something that would have restored you? Don't you know you're not allowed to eat before davening? You should have davened musaf on your own, and then eat something. And then come. Don't you know that you're not supposed to daven by yourself? Instead, you should wait to daven with the tzibur. That's only talking about when you're in the tzibur. Then you can't daven earlier. First of all, the halacha is not like Rav Huna. Like we just said from Rav Huna, that you can't eat right at that time. This is you can't eat before mincha. Says the Mishnah. He would daven on his way into the base midrash, or be yitziyasa tefillah katzar, and on his way out, a short tefillah. What's the nature of this tefillah? On the way in, I daven that nothing bad should happen through me, right? An error. When I leave, I thank God for my parshan. Tanu rabbanan. Says Gemara, because this is my Omer. What does a person say on the way into the base medrash? He says, "Hear it from Vanech Hashem Elokai, Shelo Ye'ared Dvar Takala Al Yadi." That no matter of stumbling should come through you, Lo Kasher VaHalacha, shouldn't make a mistake in a matter of halacha. V'Yisim Bichaler, causing my friends to be happy with me. So Rashi learns that that's what it means. It means that they'll be happy with my mistake. Later, Rashi makes clear that's what he's talking about. Another possibility is those are two completely separate things. Other Mefarshim learned that first of all, I shouldn't make a mistake. Also, my friends should be happy with me. Velo Omer Al Tamei Tar, Velo Tar Tamei. I shouldn't say something Tar is Tamei or vice versa. Like Kashul Chaver B'Dvar Alocha, the Esmach Bahem. Nor should my friends make a mistake, and I should be happy with them. Once again, that can be read as two separate things or as one long thing. V'Yatzei Omer Omer on the way out, he would say, Mother Nefunach Hashem Alokai. Thank you, Hashem, for making me a person who sits in the base medrash, not someone who sits on corners. We both wake up. I get up for meaningful for Torah, and they get up for meaningless things. I work hard, so do they. I work hard and get schar, and they work hard at sitting on the street corners. But they don't get any credit. I run, and they run too. I run to the world to come, and they run to hell. When Rabbeinu got sick, his Talmidim came to visit him. The Rabbeinu, Lamdenu Archas Chaim, teach us the ways of life. And then we can use those ways of life to achieve the Lamba. He said, be careful of the covet of your friends. Keep your children away from learning too much Tanakh, Rashi says, because it's too attractive and they'll never wind up learning Gemara or anything else. They'll just be so obsessed with Tanakh. And sit them at the knees of Torah scholars, and when you pray, don't get so carried away with prayer that you forget who you're davening to, but instead pray, right, focusing on who you're davening to. And because of these four behaviors, you will find your way into Olam Haba. When Yochanan ben Zakkai got sick, his Tamidim came to visit him, his Chalivkos, he started crying. You're the light of Israel. Amud Hayamini, you're the right pillar, patish achazak, powerful hammer. Why are you crying? Amr lahem, if I was coming for a human king, shayom kanu machar bakever, that today he's here, tomorrow he's in the grave. Shim kos alike, ain kaso kaso, if he's mad at me, it's a temporary, it's not eternal anger. Vimosrani ain yusu, if he puts me in prison, it's not eternal imprisonment. Vimimiseni, and if he dies, ain misasamisas olam, it's not an eternal death. And yachalafais, bidvarim, plus, I can convince him with, you know, words. I could bribe him. I would still be crying at the fear. If he does anything, gets mad at me, it's forever. And if he puts me in prison, it's forever. If I die, it's an eternal death. There's no way to appease him with sophisticated words. right? Or to bribe me. Plus, there's two paths right in front of me. One of Gehenna. Any of them. I don't know which one they're going to bring me down. I shouldn't cry. Bless us. Be a will of Hashem that you fear Hashem as much as you fear people. That's all. If only. Tedu, know this. A person doing things just hopes that nobody sees me when I do an Avera. When he was dying, he said to them, "Panu kelim in atoma, take away the kelim from the room because I'm about to die, and then they would become tummy otherwise. So get them out now." And when you're done with that, prepare a chair for Hezekiah, king of Judea, who is coming to greet me as I die. And his legs will be worn out from the journey. I don't know. But it's interesting that he needed a chair. You see, it's in a matter of covet to give a chair for something to demonstrate that we acknowledge that it's there. Certainly not because he gets tired from the journey. Mishnah. Every day a person davens 18. Rabbi Shua Omer May Ein Yod Ches. He says, you know, an abbreviated 18. Rabbi Kiva Omer Mishkur Tvilas Befiv. If a person knows the Tvila well, Mispal Yod Ches. You should have an 18, Vim Lav, and if not, May Ein Yod Ches. So you do the abbreviated. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Ha'os Tvilas Keva. A person who makes his Tvila Keva. Ain't tefillah so tachanunim, then his tefillah is not tachanunim. What is keva and what's tachanunim? The Gemara will explain soon. Rashi tells us, don't, you'll find out. Yeah, sometimes Rashi does that. So we'll find in the Gemara. Rabbi Shua, I mean, it makes it permanent. His tefillah is not tachanunim. Rabbi Shua, Omar ha'olich makom sakana, mispalal tefillah katzar. A person is walking in a dangerous place, davens an abridged tefillah. Omar, he says, Hosha Hashem es amcha Yisrael, es amcha es eris Yisrael, save your people, the remnant of Israel, b'chol prashas ha'ibur, which is a mystery. We'll find out in the Gemara what Prashas HaEbor, during the whole Prashas HaEbor, Yitzhar Kecha Lefanecha, at that time let their needs be before you. Baruch Atzim Shemei Tefillah, blessed are you Hashem, who listens to Tefillah. HaRocha V'Alachamor, a person's riding on a donkey. Yared V'Yispalo, Yared V'Yispalo, should get down and daven. V'im Eno Yachal Leirid, if you can't get down, Yachzer Yispanov, you should turn his face. V'im Eno Yachal Lachzer Yispanov, if you can't turn his face in the right direction, then Yichavin Isliba Keneged Beish Kachek Hashem, and he turns his heart towards the Holy of Holies in poetic fashion. Hayim Halach B'Svina, if a person was traveling in a boat, or asada, or I don't know, a gondola or something, a canoe, it seems that it was something that they tied on the river that you could walk on, some kind of a raft or something, I don't know, a floating raft or a bridge, I don't know. Then you place your heart facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hani Yudchas Keneged Me. What do these 18 correspond to? Rav Hillel, Berei Dei Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Keneged Yudchas Askar Shamar David V'Habul Hashem B'nei Elim. They correspond to the 15, the 18 things, mentions of Hashem's name and V'Habul Hashem B'nei Elim. Rav Yosef Amar Keneged Yudchas Askar Shabbat Kriya Shema. It's the 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in Kriya Shema. Matan Chol Rav Shua Ben Levi, Keneged Shema Nasei Chulia Shabbat Shidra. The 18 corresponds to the 18 bones in the human spine. Amar Matan Chol Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. Hamaspal Tzar Shichra Ad Shiespaku Kol Chulia Shabbat. A person who prays needs to bow his back until the protrudes, every one of his spine protrusions. Ula Amar, I Kadesh Yira Isser Keneged Libo. Until he could sort of hold like a coin, corresponding to his heart, so that like the folds of him would bend over, and a coin would be able to be stuck there. Once you bend your head forward, that's enough. You don't have to go so far. But it has to be hard for you to bend your head forward. You have to be doing something out of your comfort zone. It can't be nonchalant. It has to look like a person who's bowing down. Tishrei Havin. What are you talking about? 18. It's 19. Amar Rav Yishuv Ben Levi, Birkas HaTzedukim, yeah, V'lam Alshidim, or V'laminim, or whatever you say. But Yavna Tiknua was established in Yavna, Birkas HaMinim. Keneged Mi Tiknua, who was it established by? Amar Levi L'Rav Hillel, Berei D'Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Keneged Kel HaKavod Hirim. So it says the word Kel, which is a 19th name of Hashem, but it's not exactly Yudke Vavke. Rabbi Yosef Keneged Echad Shebe Kriya Shema, the word Echad, right? As opposed to the minim who don't believe in Hashem Echad, there's a tiny little bone in your spine. That bone, the Mefarshim say, is the Etzem HaLuz. It's the Luz bone in the spine, and that's the bone that never gets destroyed no matter what. And it's brought in the Hilchos Talmud Torah from the Baal HaTanya that even a person that has no chelik in Olam HaBa and is not Bikarsh and is a Rasha, still the good is recycled and ultimately brought back. Yeah? That's what it says. That on some level, there's going to be a chelik olam haba for that part. So it comes out that little bone in the spine, right, which is the one that shows that there's always a chelik olam haba for a Jew, no matter what, is connected to the 19th bracha of Olam Malshinim, so that even though that's a suggestion. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan Shimon Apakuli history, Yudchas Brachos Lever Gamliel. Shimon Apakuli put 18 blessings, right, before Gamliel, Allah Seder B'Yavne, and organize them in Yavne, and Gamliel, Chama Klumi, Shalom Shidah, Sakin Berchaz Zugun. Does anybody know how to establish a blessing for the Sadducees? Amat Shmuel HaKadna V'tikna, Shmuel HaKadna established, Shalom HaKadna Shalcha. The next year he forgot it. By the time he got up to Davin over there, he forgot it. V'Hishkab L'Shtayim Shalosh Shos, for 2 to 3 hours, he thought about Lo Helu, and they didn't take him off as the Chazan. Amai Lo Helu, why didn't they take him off? If you forget any of the blessings, so we do it. But if you forget Vala Malshinim or you mess up in it, they pull you right off as the Chazan because they assume you're an early Christian or a Tzaduki or something, right? Shema Minu, because maybe he's a min, sectarian. Shani Shmuel HaKotan De'iu Tikne. Shmuel HaKotan is different because he's the one who established it. So you say, maybe he switched back to being bad. I mean, just because he was good once. I'm Rabbi Gamiri Tavala Havisha. We know good people don't turn bad. Law, what are you talking about? Ksiv, Ubishuv Tzadik Metzikaso, the Asa Avel, right? So we see that such a thing is a possibility. Who Russia made Karo? That's talking about a person who was a Russia, became a tzaddik, and then became a Russia. Of a tzaddik made Karo, a person who was a tzaddik from the beginning, Lo, v'atnan, al tam batzchon yosef. It says in Pirkei Avos, don't trust yourself until the day you die. Shari Yochanan Kohen Gadol Shemesh B'Guna Gadol Shmonim Shana. Yochanan the high priest, 80 years he was the Kohen Gadol, v'sof nasa tzaddoki, and then he became a Sadducee. Am I abai? Hu Yane, hu Yochanan. That's Yane, that's Yochanan. So if he was Yana and he was Yochanan, he was a Russia first, then he became good for 80 years, then he became a Russia again, because Yana killed out people. Harag Chachmei Yisrael, Rashi says, right? Rava Amar Yanei Lechud V'Yochanan Lechud. Rava says they're two different people. Yanei Rashi Meikar, Yochanan Tzadik Meikaro. So Hanech Abaye, according to Abaye, it's fine. Shmuel HaKotan is different because he was a Tzadik Meikaro. Right, but of Rava that even a tzaddik meikaro can go bad. Kasha, Amalei Rava, tzaddik meikaro nami. Also, a person who is tzaddik from the beginning, Dima Hadabe, he can also be bad. Yachke Milo Asku. Why didn't they take Shmuel Katan? Then Shani Shmuel Katan to Askabe. He started the bracha. He tried to say it. So that's different. Damar Yehuda, Amarav, Vitam Rishuv and Levi. Lo Shana El Shlo Hiskaba, Hiskaba Gomra. If a person started the bracha and then he messed up, we let him continue with the bracha. You see, he's trying to curse out the tzaddikim. He just made a mistake, or the meaning, I should say. Hani Shevash De Shabbata Kenegami. What are the seven Tfilas and Shmoneh Esrei of Shabbos? I'm Chalat Ben Shua Ben Shol Keneged Shiva Kolos Shamar David Al Hamoyim. So it says right Kol over the water, right Kol Hani Tesha De Rabbi De Rosh Hashana Keneged Me. The nine of Rosh Hashana. What do they correspond to? Rabbi Yitzchak Demin Kartignin Keneged Tesha Askar Shamar Chana Betfilas. Chana mentioned Hashem's name 9 times in her Tfilah. Darar Mar Rosh Hashana Nifka Asar Rachel V'Chana. That is a special day when women are blessed with children, like Sarah, Rachel, and Chana. Hani Esrim v'Arvin tonight's connected me. The 24 that we say, the brachas that we say on the Tainus, what do they correspond to? Shlomo Melech said 24 different songs to Hashem when he brought the Aron into the Holy of Holies. Why don't we say that every day? Shlomo said on a very special, merciful day. On a very special day, we say v'rachamim, where we need Hashem's mercy, we say it. Rabbi Shua Amar me'ein shmona esrei. We say similar to 18. My me'ein shmona esrei. I'm a Rav Amar, me'ein kol bracha u'bracha. Each bracha, you say a little bit of the bracha and the baruch atah at the end. Shmuel Amar, havineinu Hashem elokeinu l'das rechachu u'malos l'meinu yosechi. You say, Hashem, help us understand, to know your way, right? To circumcise our heart, to fear you. V'tislach lanu li'os ge'ulim v'rachakeinu mimachovenu. Forgive us to be redeemed. Take us away from our pains. V'dashneinu b'na'os artzecha. Give us, you know, the riches of your land, the pleasantness of your land. V'tosenim me'arba arba tikabetz. Gather our exiles. V'atom al daitecha. Yishpetu v'ala resham tanif yodecha. V'yismuk v'tzadikim v'ninirecha. V'tikon echalecha. Those who make a mistake should be judged. The resham you should punish. Tzadikim should rejoice in the rebuilding of your city and the coming of Mashiach. Avdecha v'richas ne'el v'en yishay Mashiachecha. Term nikra atatana. Before you even call it, you should answer. It's brachat Hashem Shemeh Tfilah, and that's the end. Abaye would curse people that would say Avinenu, because you're only supposed to say it in extreme situations. All year a person can say Avinenu, all year you could say it, but not Havdalah, because you need to say Havdalah in Chon Adas. Why can't you say Havdalah in the fourth bracha bifnei atzmei? They make an extra, a fourth bracha on your own. Milot and Rekiva, Omer bracha revi yisbein atzmei. Rekiva would say a bracha revi yisbein atzmei. Rebbe Lazar on behoda'a, Rebbe Lazar would say behoda'a. Atzur kol hashana kula miyavdinan ki Rebbe Akiva. All year, do we do like Rebbe Akiva? The hashanami kol hashana, the namid, that now we're going to do it for Matzah Shabbos. Kol hashana kula my time of love dinan ki Rebbe Akiva. Tam nishrei tikkun, tashrei lo tikkun. Because there's a very specific number of blessings you have to make. Kachanami, sheva tikkun, tam nishrei lo tikkun. There's 7 blessings and not 8. Maskel marzut v'nichle michla havinenu Hashem elokenu hamaldu min kodesh tochol. Why not do it at the beginning, right at the beginning of havinenu, and say hamaldu min kodesh tochol? Kasha. It's like a good kasha. Question. Amar rav beivoy bar abai kol hashana kula mispal adam havinenu. All year you can daven havinenu chutz mi'ezek hashem, except for during the rainy season. But they should tzarich lomar shel birchas hashana, because you have to say v'sein talu mater. Maskel marzut v'nichle michla v'dashenu benos atzecha. Why not include it in that part and add in v'sein talu mater, right, in the part that relates to birchas hashana? Asi litru, that you'll get confused because you're adding something in the middle. Since you're saying it in the beginning, the suggestion is to say Havdalah, so it won't confuse you. But if you say it right in the middle, it's going to be too confusing because you get used to what you're doing. Maskel Rashi, the name Rab is Shomea Tefila. The Amr of Tanchum, Amr of Asi, Tavlo Hisker Gvuos Kesham Betchesa Mesim Machziru Nosof. Let's say in Shmei Tefila, which is at the very end, right? It's the last thing. Because if you said, if you didn't say, just saying Talamatu, you can go back. The Birkas Hashanim Ein Machziru Nosof. Sheilu Birkas Hashanim, right? We don't send you back. Neshiyachal Amr Shmei Tefila, because you're able to say that in Shmei Tefila. So Masha Ruach, we send you back. But Vesein Talamatu, we let you do. Havdalah B'Chonan Adas Ein Machziru Nosof. Havdalah in Chonan Adas, we don't send you back. Neshiyachal Amr Kos. Ta'a Shani. So we say, if you made a mistake, it's different. You're not allowed Lechatchila to say it in Shmei. Right, you're only allowed to do that if you made a mistake. Guva. That which we said, we don't send you back. Because you can say the same talamata in Shmei Tefila. First, one forgot to say Mashiv Haruach. There's a difference. If it's beyachid, then we send you back. But Tzibur, not. My time. Lo mishum, tisham mishliach Tzibur. Wouldn't that be because you heard it from the shliach Tzibur, right? And therefore you'll be able to be yotze the second time. She said, Ihachi, minishyach lomer b'shamei tefila. It shouldn't say because you heard it b'shamei tefila, because you could add it to b'shamei tefila. It should say that's the reason. It gives the wrong reason. If that's the thing, they're both talking about a person even in private. L'kasha, had the adkir. It depends. If you remember that you didn't say it kodem shamei tefila, had the adkir baser shamei tefila. If before shamei tefila you remembered, you can just add it to shamei tefila. If afterwards, you've got to go back to the beginning. Amar v'tanchum marasi, amar v'yeshua ben Levi, tovelo hiskar shavosh chodesh. The avoda, if a person forgot, right, made a mistake, and didn't mention Rosh Chodesh during Ritzei, Chos La'avod, he goes to the beginning of Ritzei, Nisker Behodav, you remember during Modim, Chos La'avod, he goes back to Ritzei, B'sim Shalom Chos La'avod, if you see him, Chos or Rosh. But if he finished Ritzei, he gets to start again. Amar v'papa v'reidur of Acha Barado, hadu amin see him, Chos La'avod, Shalom and Sh'akar Ragal, that's talking about where he finished and he uprooted his legs. Avalo upar Ragal, if he didn't remove his legs, Chos La'avod, he goes back to Vod. Amin Menel, where do you know the front? Me'abamari Me'Rav. I heard it from my father, who heard it from Rav. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, hadu Amaron Akar Ragel of Chos LaRosh. That's what we say when you moved your feet. You go back to the beginning. Lomar El Sheinu Ragel Lomar Tachnun. That's only a person doesn't normally say Tachnunim after his tefillah. Av Ragel Lomar Tachnun after tefillah, so Chos LaAvoda. But a person normally says Tachnunim afterwards, and even if he moved his feet, he can still go back. Some say the other way. Some say that which he said, that if your feet didn't get moved, you go back to Ritzei. Lo Arman El Sheinu Ragel Lomar. That's only if after you're standing there, you still normally say Tachnunim after tefillah. So Av Inu Ragel Lomar Tachnunim after tefillah, so Chos LaRosh. But if you're not used to doing that, you have to go back to the beginning. In fact, also keva. Not keva. What do you mean by keva? Making your tefillah keva. If a person makes the tefillah seem upon him like a pain, like a burden, any person doesn't say it in a language of tachanunim, of beseeching mercy. It means a person who cannot say something new and fresh relating to his own needs and desires. I could. Mistafina Dilma Matrida, but I'm worried that I'll get distracted and not be able to go back to the place. So I'm able to be Mechadesh Davar, but I don't, because if I start saying my own stuff in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I don't know if I'll be able to go back to where I was before. Abaye bar Avin Rav Chanina bar Avin Dami Tavayel Koshim Mispalon Dunu Mecham. It's a person who doesn't daven as the sun is rising, or maybe as the sun, right? Damar Rav Chia bar Abba, or as the sun is setting. Damar Rav Chia bar Avin Rav Mitzel Mispalon Dunu Mecham Rav Mezer Mikra Yerucha Im Shemesh. They should fear you with the sun, V'lifnei Arech, and before the moon, Dor Dor, for generations. Liat L'Mamarad Mandu Mitzal Dunu Mecham. In Israel, they were very upset at this. My time of Dom Mitzvah Leishaitz, because maybe you'll miss the time. So as inspirational as it might be to daven Shmona Esrei at my sunset, they would say better to do it earlier anyway. Rishua Amar Hamahalik Mokam Sakana Mispal Tefila Ketzor Bechol Prashas Ha'ibur. My Prashas Ha'ibur. What does that mean? Prashas Ha'ibur. Amar Rechiza Amar Ra'okav. Yibush Shatam Mismalim Evra Keisha Uber. Even at the moment when you're as furious with them as a pregnant woman is filled, you're filled with anger like a pregnant woman is filled with child. I mean, you call Tzakein Lefanecha. Still, you should provide their needs. Ikad Amar Amar Rechiza Amar Ra'okva. Avila B'Shash Shehim Over and Al Divrei Torah. Even when they're over on the words of Torah, they violate. So you call to Kem Lefanecha. All their needs should be before you turn about Halak Malkum Gedude Chaya. The list him. A person is walking in a place of soldiers and wild animals and list him. Mispalel tfila ketzari. He should daven an abbreviated tfila. Ezi tfila ketzari. Belazer amar asei ritzon ko b'shamayim imal v'sei nachas ruach liriecha mitachas. Do your will in heaven above. Make pleasant, smells for your feet. Right. Do the will of those who fear you below. The hatov be'nachasein. Whatever's good in your eyes, do. Baruch Hashem Shemayim tfila. Yeshua says Shema shavas am chesol v'asei mehera bakashasam. Listen to the calls of your nation and do their desire. Baruch Hashem Shemayim tfila. Belazer b'ritzadik omer shema tsaakas am chesol v'asei mehera bakashasam. He says the same exact prayer, but substitute se'aka for shav'a. Acher, when others say tzarkam, your needs are, the needs of your people are many, but their minds are small. Maybe your will, Hashem, you give everybody their part, what they need for parnaso. So everybody should have what it needs. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefila. Blessed are you, Hashem. Here's Tefila. Huda halacha acher. The halacha is like acher. Amar Leilo Rabbi Huda Achud Rav Sala Chasida. He said, "Lo tirtach v'lo techte. Don't get mad, you won't sin. Lo tirve, don't get drunk, v'lo techte, you won't get sin. And when you go out to travel, hamlech bekonecho, it's a consult with your creator before you go out. My hamlech, what does it mean, consult with him? It's say, I'm Yaakov Amrechista, you should bring us in peace. It's a tatzidein l'shom, make our steps in peace, support us in peace, tatzidein mikaf, save us from the hands of kol oyev, any enemy v'orev, and ambush. Baderech, v'tishlach bracha ma'asei yadai, give blessing to my ma'asei yadayim, to my deeds. V'titnein l'chein l'chesed rachamim v'necha v'necha orai, give me chein chesed rachamim in the eyes of others. V'ruchat Hashem, shemei tefila, blessed are you Hashem, who hears prayers.